Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host is Jay Barnes. Jay Barnes, how are you?
I'm doing good, Lady A. How are you, Lady A?
I'm wonderful. Your intro music kind of loud, isn't it?
Yeah, Lady A. Cut the vibe down a little bit. I do want to be playing, though. Lady A, I want you to know I didn't tell you this. But at the banquet, everybody was looking for you. Every woman they walked past, they was asking her, "Are you Lady A? Are you Lady A?"
Lady well, A, I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
You got to get out, Lady A. You got to get out.
I'll try to make the next one, Jay Barnes.
All right. Well, today, let me look at this here. It's February the 18th. 2013. You are on the Grudge Inc. Monday Night Show with Jay Barnes, and I got a couple of things I need to talk about. Some of these things gonna be some topics. So let's go down. I got to come out of Michigan first. Do anybody out there have an answer for Johnny Quick? You know, Johnny Quick is a man of known throughout the land. That's all I'm going to say. I'm trying to find out is, do anybody have an answer for Johnny Quick? And on the collection tip, I got a collection notice. These are my street news collection notice. Will Pine, please. Will Pine ever pay Big Drag his $20? I need to know that. Pine, will you ever pay Big Drag his $20? Moving right along. Oh, this is good news right here. Leon, Three Love, have they put Buck Motorsports, Street King, Goldfinger in retirement? Oh my goodness! That I'm gonna say it one more time. Leon and Three Love, have they retired Buck Motorsports, Street King, and Goldfinger? I'd like to know a little information about that. And y'all all know our Kimo, our beloved Kimo. All of a sudden, is he drawing on everybody in Detroit? Lady A, I would get static.
Say that again?
I would get a static on the line, Lady
A. I don't hear static.
Okay, I hear a lot of static on my side, but either way.
It might be a burnout, Jay.
Yeah, might be. Hey, don't tell everybody I got a burnout.
I didn't mean to put your business out there. I'm sorry.
But either way, I'm trying to figure out, y'all have Leon and Three Love put Bucks Motorsports, Street King, and Gold Digger, in retirement. You know, I need to know that. And Dunye, I got to give props out to Dunye. Y'all know Dunye is the baddest man around. You know, he went to Holly Springs. He followed Wick down in the den at Holly Springs, and that was truly a bad choice. You know, you cannot engage with Wick at Holly Springs unless you want your new asshole torn out, you know, or your old asshole torn out where you have to get a new one. So I know Dunye did that, but Dunye, I don't want y'all to know Dunye is a bad man, you know. And anybody that don't think so, please come on tonight so that not only but I can also know, so we can find out where you are. So we'd like to settle this. And I got another one, Leroy and Larry. Leroy's a bad man. Now, you know, the fact is he's been showing up to races lately with a tractor trailer, you know, hauling produce. But, you know, I just want y'all to know the man got a bad car, and he will be out searching, you know, ready to grudge. So if any of y'all, you know, don't think Leroy is just a truck driver. He is a good racer. And going back to, you know, maybe Chemo, I got to talk to Chemo. I mean, what's up with Chemo trying to draw on everybody? I don't understand that. I don't understand that. But move right on down the line. White Trash. I got a bulletin. White Trash. Y'all know White Trash is just recently off of upset with, Lil Red Riding Hood 007. Lil Red Riding Hood 007 with Dog at the helm. Dog pulled out his back. Oh, I got to bring up this too. I want y'all to let me know when Dog whipped White Trash ass, did Willie Dog play, you know, was he playing with the lights? Did Dog use his senior superiority to treat Jimbo at the lights? I got to talk about that, but you know, Dog went on to win, driving 007's Little Red Riding Hood over White Trash, and you know, we all had hopes of White Trash and Wayne, you know, but I did get a note that White Trash will be appearing near to the White Trash will be appearing at a trailer park near you real soon. So, you know, hang in there. Moving on down. Lately, my computer, for whatever reason, is giving me a blank screen. I don't know what it's going to be, but either way, so just as long as you know.
I can help Lady you.
All right, I ain't got nothing in this thing for some reason. But you learn something new every day. It all got to restart. Okay. All right, now, moving on down, BET, Lady A, I'm going to want you to get BET on a little bit later. I'm trying to find out, you know, I want BET to kind of come on and let us know what is it that he's actually trying to accomplish. You know, we're trying to see if, you know, I mean, he may have an agenda that we just don't know about. And if he got an agenda, we need to know about it so we can support it. Or is it that he just want to aggravate everybody? Or is his agenda is just to aggravate every damn body? You know, and if that's what it is, later I want you to get BET on a little bit later. I'll let you know when. Or let me know when you get him. He's always out there somewhere. So I want to have a conversation with BET, you know. And then I got to get about King Biz. I've been getting some information that King Biz may not be the king in 2013. I was told that the King Biz days are numbered, and so that's another thing I need to find out. You know, if King Biz, if his days really is numbered as king, or is he gonna overthrow this coup that's trying to brew up against him? And this is another thing. I really want everybody, if we can help the North, please let's help the North understand how to lock in. The guys up North, that lock in shit is fucking them up. They can't think. They tripping on each other. They bumping into each other. Let's make sure, let's help the North understand the process of a lock in. Let me say it quickly, just in case. Okay. The lock-in process is this way. You find a man that you want to go to. And once you find that man and you and him looking at each other eye to eye, you give your money to a DP man, a third person. And if he agree with you, he going to give his money to the DP man also. So now, the lock-in has occurred because the third party man has both people's lock-in money. Now, we've had trouble out of this recently when certain people, you know, some people said we were too strong for this and we men about men and we done had, I trust this man, I trust, and all of it has fell down. Let's just stick to what works. Lock in the proper way. If you want to lock in $500, $200, or $100, both contenders give the money. Give the money to a DP man, a third party. And whatever go wrong, whether the race don't happen, whether it rain, whether somebody breaks, the DP man make the decision and pay one or the other. That'll clear up all the stuff about who ain't paying, why they didn't pay, what race they agreed to, and what they didn't agree to. So let's please get that part. Let's help the North and some people in the South also to understand the process of a lock-in. It was new to me, and it had to be explained to me several times. So the, you know, so now that I got a little better understanding, I want to make sure, because I don't want to have these calls and these people get upset because they didn't lock in properly. Now we're moving right along. All right, moving right along. Lady A, I'm trying to get 007 on. I don't know if we can find him or not, but he got two, 007 got two outstanding victories that I want to talk about. I want him to talk about them with me, if he will. For y'all that don't know, Little Red Riding Hood here in the last couple of days have whipped White Trash with Dog doing the driving, and also went up to Holly Springs and whooped a giant. I mean, whooped a giant, I think, and, you know, whooped Dunye, you know. And that's very impressive. That's very impressive. I would like to get, you know, I'd like to get him on the line so that we could talk about that a little bit, if he will. Now, I don't know if he will or if he won't, but those are some impressive wins. I got pictures up of the Lena Mississippi race. If you go on Grudge Book, if you're not a member, it's growing fast, but we got pictures up of Grudge Book of those. So you can go on and check out some of the pictures from the Lena Mississippi race. And also, let me see what else I got here. Also, coming up a little bit later, Buster Holly. Y'all might don't know Buster Holly, but he got an announcement or call out. I'm gonna let him do that. Buster Holly, he'll be coming on a little bit later, and to get him chance to do that. And also, Lady A, I need to talk to CC. You know, CC is the baddest. CC proclaimed, and Big Clark endorsed it, that CC was the baddest car in the world on 28th. And you know, y'all know that he went to Holly Springs, followed Wick up there in that den. Wick did something to him, and so I want to understand. You know, if I want to find out if CC still consider himself the baddest man on 28th. Now I do understand that you know, Wick was on 29, and I just want to have that conversation with CC and see if he really the baddest man in the land one more time. And
J-Bar, what the hell you want, J-Bar?
Who I'm speaking with, sir?
BET.
That damn BET. BET, how you doing, BET? Hold on 1 second, BET. I know it's hard for you, BET, but would you mind just holding on 1 second? Just hold your peace for 1 second. Lady A, I need to get Ronnie Brown. I need to get Ronnie Brown on, Lady A.
Okay,
and,
give me just a moment.
And Ronnie Brown want to say a little something about his race. And I'm glad BET's on. I still need to get CeCe. But Lady A, I'm still getting a lot of static in my side. I don't know. For y'all that don't know, lightning hit my house and tore up all kind of stuff around here. Got my computers don't want to come on. Got my it was a bad situation. That's all I can tell you. Let me finish down. Let me go on down my list a little bit later. All right, I'm gonna have crew chief after. I got to get crew chief on. I don't know for y'all that don't know. Crew chief won the truck shootout down in South Georgia, and I got to let you explain. I gotta let you explain how crew chief said that any truck in the world, he has the power to set him out, you know, the gap him on the other end. You know, whether he do it or not, you know, you have to negotiate that. But he says any truck, and y'all know what trucks he's talking about, he can gap him. But he's gonna come on a little bit later to tell you about that. Boom, we got to get Boom back on. Lady A, I can't see the board. Let's hold Boom for a minute because I can't see the board. But I'm trying to get Ronnie Brown. If you can get Ronnie Brown on, I want Ronnie Brown to come on and tell us about that fabulous race he had this weekend.
I'm working on it now.
All right. I don't want to get Boomer. Y'all know Boomer long-winded. Y'all know BET long-winded. So I'm going to try to hold him off for a few minutes. While she's doing that, Buster Holly, your day is coming. Your day in the sun is coming. Just hold on. You're going to get a chance to make the announcement you want to make. Buster Holly, just hold on. It's coming.
Jay, I have Ronnie Brown on.
Ronnie Brown, how you doing, sir? Ronnie Brown, the great Ronnie Brown, South Georgia Motorsports. How you doing this evening?
What's up, Jay?
Ronnie Brown.
How the girls were doing today?
Man, everybody's doing fine. I know I am. I enjoyed a spectacular race this weekend with you. Other than being cold, it was excellent. But Ronnie Brown, come on. I know you want to come on and give the guys a little love. So go ahead, Ronnie Brown. Take it over.
Yeah, I want to thank all the guys who showed up. With the weather was so bad, and stayed around and complete this show for me, and we had a good time, man. I really appreciate it, man, for y'all showing me a lot of love.
Well, Ronnie Brown, you put on a good show. That's one thing. You put on a good show, and Ronnie Brown, you know, in that G body. I mean, how many G bodies? I think I counted 12, 14, 16 G bodies that showed up. I mean, I know
man,
a lot of G bodies.
Jay, I'm gonna say this, man. After the cold weather, after the rain kept coming, I lost count because all I did was work the lane, trying to get the show done. You know, I wasn't worried about nothing but the show at that time, so I wasn't trying to keep count. I left that up to Dog and Carkey and Ms. D to handle that. I just wanted to make sure the G-body car got their shakedown and came back and was it to complete the race for me, man.
And they did that. they did complete the race. I mean, and they did it in a professional style. And, shout out to your staff, Willie Dahl, Car Key, and Ms. B. Now, go ahead and tell who won the G Body. I already know, but I want to hear you say it.
Well, y'all know the champ won it. Everybody say I'm making a race around him, but you know I had some other guys supposed to came in there and took over, but you know they didn't come. Big Low was there by himself trying to handle that boy. But I'm gonna take my hat off the field. Cold as it was, he had that thing coming out of there like a born arrow. I'm also say that about Crew Chief. I don't know what Crew Chief ran up on, but them two was like born arrows all day. So I take my hat off to both of them. It was Crew Chief, won the S10 shootout, and Phil and the White Boy won the G-Body shootout.
Right. Later, hey, can you get Crew Chief? Crew Chief said he got to say something. Can you get Crew Chief on? But now, Ronnie Brown, let me ask you this here. What is it about the White Boys? Now, you said that it was, I know, at least 12 G-Bodies there, at least. I seen people like Ann Boney. I seen Lil Romeo. I seen, because my mind is bad, I can't think of all. But it was some people down there that's supposed to have been, Big Low wasn't there by itself. And,
here go, Jay. I just wanted, I wish the weather was a little bit warmer. I had some real heavy hitters coming in there. They was undressing off the 29s and going to come on 28 just to get at him. But, you know, since the rain was there, they was calling and say, man, postpone the race to Sunday. And I told them, man, I couldn't do that because I had so many people up in there and I wanted everybody to get to see this race and enjoy this stuff. I wasn't going to stop a race just for a couple other cars on promises saying they're going to come and then don't show.
Right. Let me ask this, Ronnie. Do you really believe on 28th, is there any better G-Body in America? I'm asking you that question than the White Boy.
Hey, that's a hard one, Jay, man. Like I said, I take my hat off to him because, like I say, when somebody putting the money up for them guys in these shootouts, they go test their car, man. 2 or 3 times a week, they trying to get that money. And, you know, the rest of these guys, need to do the same thing.
Right.
I look at their car, and they ain't got no more than the rest of these guys got.
Well, I was even told they got a smaller motor. I was told that they have the suspension is closer to factory stock. And that's amazing. So is that true, what I was told?
Well, I don't believe nothing nobody tell me about their car. You know
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? Because I done had a car before, and I'm going to blow smoke in your ear and tell you what I want you to hear. So I don't go by that. All I could just tell you, they race the track for that money. They don't try to go and break no record. They just race for the money.
Now, so what about this part? They go straight down the track, though. They go straight down the track. Everybody else be jumping and twisting. What about that, though? Give me some insight on that.
When you gambling like that, if you serious about what you do, you'll go to a chassis tuner. You'll have your nitrous man there. And you'll get your car and have 3 or 4 tune-ups that you can go racing with. And then once you got all that done, you see they was having problems just like everybody. When they first came out, they got smart, they nitrous tuner and they chassis man together, got that car going down the road, now they hard to handle.
They very hard to handle. But Running Brown, don't go nowhere. I got the world famous Crew Chief on. Crew Chief, are you there?
Yeah, that's me. That's me. Somebody called for the baddest man with a motherfucking S10. Yeah, that's me.
That's what we were looking for. That's what my paper say, the baddest S10 in the world.
J-Bars, I stand and correct you. Damn your paper. I just told you I'm the baddest man with S10.
But now, there's some people out there don't agree with you now. It's some people out there that don't agree with you.
Anybody got their disagreement, they should have had their answer without officer, and I'd have showed them what time it is. They didn't come, don't tell me about them, don't want to hear about them, and goddamn them.
Ooh, woo. Boy, that damn crew chief, let me ask you something. So, I mean, it's certain people out there now. So what you saying? You ain't got no respect for them?
None of them. If you wanted to earn my respect, you'd have had your ass without officer.
So,
anybody with S10 that wouldn't invite officer and they had oil pressure, four tires, and you know the rest, and they wouldn't invite officer, damn, I ain't got no respect for them.
Well, I'm going to ask you this one time. I know you're a bad man. Unless you got something to say, I want to ask you this one time and let it stand once and for all. Who is the baddest man? Who is the baddest S10 truck in the world?
Crew chief and fast by gas. Racing. That's what it is. Backed up by Team Big Low and Kelly Racing.
Boy. And let me tell you this, ain't no hand went up. When you said that, no hand went up. Nobody dispute you. Nobody saying anything, you know, about you know, whether or not that's true or false. So I appreciate that, Crew Chief. I know you told me you were working. You're more than welcome to stay on. Is there anything else you want to say? Is there anybody else you want to piss on their shoes?
Yeah, I got a message to the whole S10, to the grudge S10 world. If you got S10 and you got gas, oil pressure, and you ripping and running up and down these tracks and talking about somebody should have a shootout, when they going to do something for the S10s, all this and all that, Ronnie Brown had a shootout for the S10s, and I stand correct, Ronnie Brown can back me up. We had more S10s at the track, and they chose not to get in. So for all you whiners and crybabies talking about, somebody should do this, somebody should do that, and you didn't show up, the coward and your nickname shit. And if you don't like it, goddamn, there's no way to find me at my show, Thursday night. Let me give y'all the number, 3-4, Wednesday night, 347-215-9989. All you got to do is push the one button and plead your case. And until then, J Barnes, I ain't going to hold up no more of your show. I got a ring I'm putting in right now. And like I said, right around, appreciate you putting on a good show, you know, showing us some love out there, getting S10 something to do. And the rest of y'all S10s out there, damn you.
All right, everybody. That was the world famous Crew Chief. He done said what he said. You know, if it's any rebuttals, you would catch him on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. And Crew Chief has left the building. All right. All right. Running Brown, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Jay.
Man, that's a bad man. You heard what he said, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard it.
That's a bad man. He showed up, showed out. Running around, is there anybody? Huh?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I got a couple of guys that I know want to say a couple of things to you. And but before I do this, you know, before I go there, y'all know in the past now, I got to bring this up. I got to give out again, I got to say this, that Pucci and Fast Side Gas showed up, showed out, and I have to say, other than that, no props out to the Champ 007, you know, he put white trash on the board, he put white trash on the trailer over in Lena. And he in Holly Springs, you know, he put a giant on the trailer. He put Dunye on. So, again, you know, he's a little bashful tonight. He don't want to come on and talk about it. But I got to say that. But now I got to get around to one more person on this thing. And Tony Bynes. Lady A, I need you to get Tony Bynes because, you know, every Monday night we have, you know, Tony Bynes said he always wants the race report to be accurate and fair. So, Lady A, would you get Tony Bynes so he can tell us about the race report from this weekend. Now, in this, go ahead, Lele. Lele, you say something?
I just said I will.
All right. And then let me know if you don't come back on, because I got some information I got to find out. I got this from the north. The guy said that Tony Bynes, you know, I'm going to say this while I'm waiting on Tony to come on. They said they want to call him now Employee Bynes because he ain't the boss no more. So Tony Employee Bynes, that's, he's the program director. I'm hoping that he'll be on in a little bit so he can talk. And this is the thing. I'm going to wait for Tony to come on to talk about these things. I got a couple of things I want to rehash over. For y'all that don't know, Slow Stock Joe and recorded Tony Employee Bynes down in West Palm Beach. And they sent Jay Barnes, that's me, a special message. And it's on video, it's on all the websites, and said, this ass-whooping is dedicated to Jay Barnes, and the ass-whooping was that Rambo was going to whoop T-5. And, you know, I'm just going through, and it was a nice, it was a well-put-together and thought-out promo, and Boss Bynes, and I think it was Boss Bynes, and Cowboy and Slow Stop Joe was the people involved, and they said this ass whooping was dedicated you know, to me. And but being that this ass whooping was dedicated, but now what happened? The video was shot before the race. And so, Lady A, Boss Bynes, are you there?
I'm here.
Boss Bynes, how you doing, sir?
All right.
I'm sorry, you got me fucked up. Employee Bynes, Boss, they said you ain't in boss no more. They said you're an employee now.
Yeah, I'm Employee Bynes.
Employee Bynes, let me ask you one question, Employee Bynes. How was the race, you know, call it straight, how was the race in this weekend at Running Brown's race?
Well, yeah, if you call it a shootout, having a race, it wasn't no grudge race, you know what I'm saying, because the weather was messed up, you know. But then nobody wanted to risk grudge. The white boys, they don't want grudge no more.
The white boys want
grudge? Nobody want grudge.
All right, you said the white boys want grudge. Who else want grudge, though?
T5 want grudge.
T5 want grudge. Woo! Who else, Tony? I mean, boy, you're giving them some good news, because now everybody, those are the two people that pretty much, Tony, other than you, everybody said that they will race at any time. So now you're saying in relation to the white boys, are you saying, I mean, what are you saying about the white boys? I mean, we all
think they're good. I'm going to give you the same offer. I know you got a lot of money. I'm going to give you the same offer as you, or I gave you 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. If you get the white boys to run me, you got $100 again. You don't like money. You mad with money or something already. I mean, I'm trying to pay you, employee, to make it easy.
Employee Bynes is trying to pay to get a race.
Right, I'm trying to pay you to get this race up. I mean,
give me a race up. Now, what race? You going to run them? Well, what car are you locking in with?
I lock them in with Dillinger. I lock them in with Moneymaker.
Dillinger, I'm not familiar with Dillinger and Moneymaker.
This old Nova with 29s. Moneymaker got 29s.
Okay.
10-5.
I'm going to try to get Lady A, if you can get Phil on the line.
I want to know why is it so hard, you know, I don't know, I reckon it's just cold out weather, I reckon. Why is it so hard for people to grudge nowadays? That should be the top
of
the
show. Tony, listen, I'm glad that you brought that up because me, I might, you know, you might say I'm biased, but let me tell you what I put on my notes now. I got Employee Bynes, all right? I said West Palm Beach. Tony, I did see that. That was a nice dedication that you did to me. You remember doing the dedication?
Oh, yeah. About 2-3 weeks ago?
Yes, sir. And,
okay.
Tony, go ahead and
since West Palm, I don't know why you're bringing West Palm Beach up. When, in fact, there has been a race at Lena since West Palm Beach. There has been a race at Valdosta since West Palm Beach.
It has.
Having dog race this week.
Why
are we
going back 3-4 weeks? Everybody wants to know.
That's
the only reason.
That's old.
No, but I just seen the video.
It's been up.
But see, I'm slow, Tony. But see, you dedicated to me, Tony. That's the only reason I'm bringing it up. This was dedicated to me.
Dedicated that to you and Grudge Inc.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting my part. I ain't worrying about Grudge Inc. I'm getting my part. I'm just getting it. So You dedicated that this ass whooping was for Jay Barnes. Now let me ask you something. How was the outcome of the race?
We lost the race.
God damn, Tony. How you going to dedicate an ass? Well, hell, that's pretty good.
It's coming. Trust me.
You dedicated your
and
own ass.
I want you to start. I want you to start. I mean, Jay, you ain't got no car. You're supposed to be a promoter. Ain't nothing wrong with not having no car. Ain't nothing wrong with having a car. That's
good. I got to promote.
But you got to promote. Do your job. That's all we want you to do. Do your job. Plus, you're not only a promoter, you're a radio show host.
Radio show host
is supposed to do their job. When you first open up your mic, your first priority is to try to get two cars together to race. Now, I keep trying to give you $100 to get these guys around me. What, I need to give you $200?
No, sir. I'm gonna work on this. I know I ain't working on that. Listen, boy.
Well,
let's call
Lady Eight. I know you got the white boy's phone number. Let's call them right now and let's help do your job and let's see do them boys want to engage in a girls race. That's what everybody wanna know.
Lady Eight, would you try to get Field, the white boys,
3-3 Coop, Sandman, any of them boys down here. They all stay side each other. That's what they want to race.
Okay.
See, can you get them on? But Tony, why are we working on that? I got to go up to now.
I ain't through.
Okay, go ahead, Tony. I'm sorry.
Can you get T5 or somebody want to do something?
Ooh, yeah, T5 waiting. I got T5 on standby. T5 coming on in a few minutes. I didn't want to. But I got T5 coming on. T5 is coming on in a little bit. So, you know, bear with him on that right now.
Okay, okay, let's go. Let's go. Anybody else that want a girl friend?
Make your money easy. Well, hold on. I can tell you now. I don't know this to be true, but now, Baldy said he'll still run you.
Baldy got something. I say with 29s or 28s. Baldy ain't got no small top car. We ain't got no big car running right
okay,
now.
Okay.
I'm talking
all
about
right,
it's
well,
plenty.
All right, all right.
I tell you, it's about two or three bank app calls out here in the whole East Coast right now running. But you got about 150 small time calls.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna move past that. I just remembered him. Now, my computer's down. I can't get everybody on the line. But now. But hold on one second. All I can do, she's trying to get the white boys on. But let's move up to Tony. Let's move up to Lena, Mississippi.
All right.
Now, I'm going back. You dedicated that ass whooping you got and you dedicated that to me. I appreciate it. Now, I'm moving on. In Lena, Mississippi, Tony, you brought two cars. You brought Moneymaker, Sam Up. And, well, you know, I'm giving Big Ken, because Big Ken is the truck man, so I'm giving him that one. You brought two cars, Selma and a Moneymaker, Tony. You didn't race nobody, Tony. Why? And you was on the trail early, Tony. You was on.
But can I answer? Can I ask that question?
Well, hold on one second. The grudge racer, the undisputed, I'm going to say it that way, the undisputed grudge racer of the year with a belt that's so beautiful. Tony, did you let everybody see how beautiful your belt was?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I wore the work the next day.
That's a nice ass belt. Now, the undisputed grudge racer of the year. Now, and Tony, you was on the trailer early in Lena, Tony. Now,
okay. Let me answer that question. Once again, I'm gonna give you a chance to make some money.
Okay. Okay.
You see, I was on the trailer early, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you $50.
Okay.
For anybody on this radio show, you know, the lines are full, so everybody listening from Boston, Michigan,
everybody.
Florida.
Everybody.
I mean, $50 to everybody come on here and say that they would have run Moneymaker. Now, was Lena Pike? Was Lena Pike or not?
Yeah, okay. You said nobody.
No. Lena was Pike, right?
Yeah, Lena was Pike. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So if I can't get a race with nobody, is that my fault?
Well, now, but Tony, let me ask you this. Now, in the past, Tony, I'm just going by your proven record. Your proven record, Tony, you always bring action. And, Tony, what has happened, though, Tony, in Lena, Mississippi, you didn't race nobody. In Holly Springs, you didn't race nobody. Tony, that ain't you. And then South Georgia, you didn't race nobody. Tony, that is not the grudge racer of the year.
Okay, you said I didn't run nobody in Holly Springs. In Holly Springs, who did you run?
I was the first race in Holly Springs.
Who did you run?
We ran Donye.
What you running with?
We ran it with the Lorette Rodenhood.
I already gave 007 a props for that.
Okay. I want to ask you a question. Who was the biggest race at Lena, Mississippi?
Lena. The biggest
out of all the greatest races, which was the biggest race?
I would say, I like the one, I don't know if it's the biggest, but the fact that Dog and Little Red Riding Hood,
you hit the nail on the head. So how in the world you tell me Primetime ain't racing?
Well, I said Tony Bynes.
And you're talking about for me driving. Oh, you seriously need me to see. We race as a team, period.
Well, all I'm going by is the past, Tony. And Tony, the team did not win Grudge Race of the Year. Tony Bynes did. And now let me say, when you got that ass whooping down in West Palm that you dedicated to me,
and we raced in down in West Palm, right?
You raised it, but you took a nice ass with it. Let's back up now.
Since everybody says, you're contradicting yourself. See, you need to start getting on the internet and reading all our races we've been to.
Yeah, you're right.
Name me one camp that has raced more than Primetime this year.
I don't keep up with nobody's stats now.
You got to look at Primetime dates. And everything, you'll see that our record so far as this year is 10-7. That's 17 grudge races this year.
I really appreciate that. But now, Tom, let me ask you one question.
All right.
Can you name me the people that you beat, the 10 that you beat? Give me their names.
Damn, what y'all on the internet? Is anybody on the internet around that scene? I just asked, Tony. That's why the question you just asked me. That's why every race since January 1st this year, I have posted on the internet on the Primetime date. I posted everybody that beat us. I posted everybody that we have beat. I've got
a lot of times though. A lot of these people, we don't know who they are. And I'm not saying you won 10.
I understand that. You probably know the people around North Carolina. You may not know the people around Mississippi.
Yeah,
and stuff like that. But I'm right now 10-7. Grudge race, 17 grudge races in 6 weeks.
Let me ask you this. That's an excellent record, Tony. But I'm talking about West Palm, Lena, Mississippi, Holly Springs, and South Georgia. No grudge races.
No grudge races. How can you say that? Let me back up again. At West Palm Beach. We ran
T5
against Rambo, you remember?
And what happened?
We lost.
Okay, that's what I asked. All right, now,
that's right.
What happened to Lena?
We ran one grudge race, and we beat White Trash.
Okay, but what happened to...
We gave out the ass whooping.
All right. I got to give Ken props, because he said I don't ever give him props. I want to give 007, Red Riding Hood, for whooping Donye. But now, 7-Up and Moneymaker, did you get any racing with 7-Up and Moneymaker in Lena?
No, we didn't. We can't help. Well, Jimbo, yeah. I can't help if I bring a car to the track and nobody don't want to race. Once again, I'm trying to get you to answer this question. I'll give you $50 to anybody that said they would have ran Moneymaker down. I went to everybody, man. I just didn't want to race. I can't make a man race.
Now, I could have sworn Donye tried to race you. Now, I'm going to have to get Donye on.
How much, me and you make a little bet right now. We call Donye right now. You want to make a little bet that I bet Donye to race?
I don't know, but we just gambling.
Make a little bet.
Right.
You want to bet $100?
Tony, no. But Tony, tell me in Holly Springs, Moneymaker and 7-Up, how many races are racing? Moneymaker and 7-Up.
Who just said something on the phone a while ago?
That was Drag. I said you beat Jimbo, you didn't beat Tony.
Right. Who was this?
That Big Drag.
Big Drag.
Did you or not hear me trying to run on Donye all day that Monday?
Yeah, y'all talked about racing.
And the man said, no, he ain't want to mess with me.
I know y'all talked about racing. I got to call it like it was.
I tried to run Donye. I tried to run anybody from the north. I tried to run anybody from the south. I could not engage. I cannot engage by myself. It takes two people to grow this race. I tried to run people 7 up. Couldn't anybody run 7 up. They ran the slowest thing in our camp, the truck. And we beat the fastest thing, the fastest thing they had, a small block. We beat them with the slowest thing in our camp. I mean, what else do you need us to do? I'm trying to give you $50, J-Ball, to anybody that said that they make money and make a dime. I'm trying to give you $100 to lock in us a race. What else can I do? Tell me, what can I do, J-Ball? You smart now. What else can I do?
Damn, J-Ball, gone in the bushes, Tony.
J-Ball, what else can I do?
He gone in the bush.
J-Ball. How all of a sudden you can't get in contact with none of the boys out of the white boys camp? I'm trying to engage, man. I'm trying to race every day. I've been trying to beg people to race that dog race. Out of all our calls, we ain't got no acceptance. Ain't nobody accepted us at the race. What else can we do? I've been begging. Is this boss still online?
No, I think you must have dropped left calling. You get him back on.
Hey, scared, boss. They want to beat on their chest when you ain't around. So when you come around, they go in the bushes.
I can't understand, man. I've been trying to race. We raced our little small truck against Donye. No, we ain't have a chance to win it, but we have a small chance to win it. Donye could have made that track, but we engaged and we raced. We lost money.
Hey, I'm back, y'all. Give me 1 second, my phone. That was 007. He called in, and he said, Lady A, try to get 007. He said, call it one more time. I got to get 007, his props, because he said, I don't give enough props. But, Tony, I'm looking at my record, Tony. Moneymaker is 7-up, did not race in Lena, did not race in Holly Springs, did not race in South Georgia. I mean, Tony, that's not normally you, Tony.
Well, do you got Moneymaker record for the year?
Just them races I'm just naming.
No, see, I've been racing. You just started probably coming to the track 2-3 weeks ago. We've been since January, sir. Look at Money. That's why I got it posted. Look at Money Maker's record. Ain't no other grudge car raised more than Money Maker yet. So how in the world are you going to say Money Maker ain't been racing? It's dead black and white.
Well, let me ask you this question then. With Money Maker racing so much, why had it been Lena, Holly Springs, in South Georgia, no races?
That's a good question. J-Bong, can a car race by itself?
No, sir. It needs a driver, and it needs an opponent.
I need an opponent. There you go. Now we're getting somewhere. We need an opponent. There you go once again. Here go $50. Tell me that somebody that money make a bank down from. You don't like money?
Okay, but let me ask this, Tony. When you got those other 17 races, you mean people, Tony, you've been being the grudge racer of the year for, I know, 2 years consistently. So now, all of a sudden, in the last 3 races, nobody, so it's 2 years for people to stop racing money making itself up.
Well, you J-Bone, Jay, like you're retarded now. I'm trying to tell you, how can you run by yourself?
No, I'm asking. I'm telling you.
Don't you know I want to throw money maker on somebody's ass? I can't run it by itself. All they need to tell me, take my tires off. You got 31s. Take them 31s off. That's all they need to tell me, Jay. I'm trying to engage.
I'm trying to engage as we speak right now.
I'll tell you what, J-Bond.
Okay.
You just don't like $100. Please lock me in with somebody for $100. I'm trying to give you money, man, to get me a race. I told you this not only this week. I told you that last week, the week before that. Now you have the same problem. You have the same, you know why you ain't got nobody, you know why you ain't made $100 yet?
Why?
Because you'll find out the same problem I got. It's hard to get a motherfucker to run me.
Well, now, okay, I'm going to hold that right there, Tony. Don't move. So are you saying, Tony, that in the future, that when I go to a meeting, I can't look forward to Tony racing Money Maker and Tam up no more because everybody's scared?
Basically.
How are you going to win Grudge Racer of the Year if you don't race, Tony? So what you going to do?
And that's my point. I mean, I can't run by myself, but basically we got 17 races on our camp so far, so we still all right. We still on our quota. We, you know, we figure, you know, 20 races every 2 months, that's equal out to how many races?
There are.
A year. About 240.
Well, I told him, but listen, if you had 6 weeks, 16 races.
No, in the 6 weeks, 1 month and 2 weeks, February 14th, we got 17 races. So we probably get 3 more races this month. That'll be 20 races every 2 months.
Well, I'm just trying to find out, Tony. Something ain't right, Tony. You don't want to tell me, though, how the Spring, South Georgia, and Lena, money makers, that much wouldn't come off the trailer. And
what the hell are you coming off the trailer for, man? Nobody won't race me, man. Ain't nobody want to race 7-Up. Didn't nobody want to race 7-Up. Didn't nobody want to run money makers.
7-Up is one of the better grudge cars out here that people, everybody loves 7-Up. Tony, it's either this thing. This is what I'm going to bitch to, Tony. You ain't taking the chances that you know. Tony, you bring action, Tony. You ain't being Tony. You ain't being Tony.
I know
Tony.
It, man. It's hard to be Tony, man. We can't, you know, I cannot make them guys round beside me and race me, man. I can ask them. I can beg them. And I don't know why Gunner Pick ain't put that record, that video up yet. I used to put that video up last week about how many people I backed down from Lena. I'm going to make sure he put it up tonight. And I'm going to show you. You probably walk around, but I'm going to show you how I try to get races. It's on the video. I'm going to make Gunner Pick put it up tonight and show you what I'm talking about. I mean, you think I'm playing. I feel just as bad as you. I mean, what can I do? Let's start off February with a good side note. Let's call the white boys, the fastest P-boys around here, and see what they grudge race me. Let's call them right now. Let's start it off right.
She can't get the white boys on.
Okay, the white boys ain't run grudge race this whole year. So why in the world you ain't calling them, asking them why they ain't grudge racing?
Because they ain't the grudge race of the year, Tony.
They ain't grudge shit. In my book, I'm about to try to tell you. There's nothing.
No,
I'm trying to engage with them. I'm tired of people giving them boys credit, and they ain't grudge racing. They don't. You got to look at it. Them boys don't go to no grudge events unless it's a 28-10-5 shootout. Was them boys in Lena? Was they in Lena, R.J. Bond?
But no, but let me ask this, Tony.
Can somebody
have the right to lock them in, Tony?
Where's the end
white question? Have you tried to lock them in?
Every day on the internet.
Tony, all you got to do, they are the 28 champion. So
right. I ain't down that now.
You know,
I'm
just
champion.
If you really want to lock them in, Tony, hold on, Tony. Do you want, now they can't race, Tony. They can't race if nobody won't race them. But being that I got you on the line, Tony, lock them in on 28, Tony. This is your opportunity
to pump them out. I'm not entering no bracket race.
No bracket race, no shootout. Tony, you give me your word, 500 against any G-body on 28 that you got, and I guarantee you I'll lock in for them.
Look here. If they going to tell me what time I threw my car to race them, they're going to put up both pots. They can tell me if they put up both pots. They put up both pots.
You just said when I said something to you about Baldy, you said I'm on 28 and he on, you said you on 29.
I said big time.
He on
29. I said big time.
Yeah, I mean, but you tell me.
I want you to answer. Why you won't call them on the phone? I want you to answer the question.
No,
I want to run the white boys.
But Baldy,
they bring their car to the track. I want to run there. They bring their car to the track. I bring mine to the track. We ain't talking about. I'm talking about the white boys.
Tony, you dogs now.
Basically everybody on the radio show see what's going on.
You
want to
run the white boys? Not only white boys. I run T5. Anybody? Ain't just got no beat on white boys. White boys ain't gonna grudge race.
You gonna run? Look here, the white boys ain't no grudge racers. I respect that. They say they bracket racers because they didn't come to Lena. They didn't come to West Palm Beach. You know why they didn't come? Because you ain't got no 28-10-5 shootout down there. Now, all the grudge racers came. I mean, we had guys, they come way from Detroit, Michigan. Every grudge racer I know down there for the East Coast was down there in Lena. Where was the white boys at?
Maybe they saying the same thing you said. Nobody locked them in.
Yeah, right. Ain't nobody locking them boys.
I was trying to talk to some of them boys right now.
If any boys, Big Drag, all y'all on the show, do y'all call a real grudge racer? Then all the grudge racers gonna be in a certain spot, and they didn't show up. You got to say they ain't no real grudge racer. Now, them boys ain't been. Ain't nobody locked Big Drag in. He came. Ain't got locked in no race before they come to a damn race. If people didn't come to the race because they ain't got locked in, it would have been five cars then. I respect them boys from up north, Dunya and all them boys. All them boys travel 11, 12 hours to get down there to race. White boys can't travel 4 or 5 hours, man. Come on, man. Them boys ain't no grudge racer. Y'all need to stop getting them motherfuckers credit. All the boys from up north, I like them because we act our ass, but they came down here to engage. They came to Lena, Mississippi, supported Big Chris. That's what they both been did. No white boy don't give a damn about no goddamn grudge racist, man. You see, they ain't show up. They gave you their ass to kiss. They didn't come to West Palm Beach and support the NGRA. They didn't come to Lena and support Big Chris. And they didn't come to Ronnie. Big Lord, them race down there in Florida. They're not going to no real grudge races. They ain't finna come to Indiana. They ain't finna go nowhere else unless you put a 2010-5 race up on G-Bike. And this is truth, man. I'm not lying. It's the damn truth. Hell, I go to Indiana. I went to Indiana last year. I ain't have no races locked in, but I got three races locked off when I got up there. You ain't got to have no grudge races come to a damn track. And y'all know this, man. No boys are not going to come. They're scared to race somebody. They can be faster than a man, but they're scared to grudge race another man halfway close to them. Hell, Donye would have came. Donye would have ran the white boys. They wouldn't have ran Donye. Because they ain't 3/10 quicker than Donye. Every grudge race I knew was down there, I respected that. Big Chris had a good show. All the grudge races was there. Did the white boys show up? No. Now, if Big Chris would have had a 2010-5, G-Bot race did have showed up. Boy, there ain't no grudge race. That's why they listen to this. They're listening to me right now, J-Bomb. But you think they go answer the phone when you call them?
No, I mean, they might not, no.
They listening right now, man. We tried to call them. They not going to get on the phone because they know I'm at their ass. I'm not saying I'm going to beat them. I want a chance to beat them back. Hell, I took my tires off my car and put 20s on it to run them head up. Now, how come they won't run me at my best? They won't lock. That's why. I tell you, they won't lock. They ain't going to run nobody close to them. They ain't finna run with 901 boys. They ain't finna run Rambo, Dillinger, or Moneymaker. They ain't finna run none of them cars. They always got an excuse. But they go up there and beat all them goddamn 540 cars that like they doing something. They ain't doing shit. 540 G-body 20s, they ain't like they doing something. They ain't doing shit. Run somebody that's close to them. That's what showed me you're a real grudge racer. That's all you got to do. Run a man that's close to you. And put some money on the line. Put some pressure on you. Hell, them shootouts, they ain't got a goddamn dime up. So you know damn well ain't no pressure on them. I want to put pressure on there and put their own money on the line. That's a grudge racer. I go out there in a goddamn shootout. I ain't got the shit to lose. I ain't got my money up. And shit, I can do any fucking thing. I want to put pressure on them white boys.
J-Bone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, J-Bone, this Boom on Wheel.
What's up, Boom?
I'm chilling. I'm listening to y'all conversation and everything. I want to ask Tony Bond one question. Tony Bond, do you think you can come to Louisiana? Because I think we got about 5 or 6 people up here want to run you.
Man, you know, I go anyway. I go everywhere. Louisiana ain't nothing.
I understand.
I go to Texas all the time.
What I'm saying to you, Tony Bond, a lot of these guys have got their cars out. They don't like to get on the radio shows and say what they say. I'm telling you what I am hearing, Tony. And I'm willing to do what you were talking about doing with Jay Bourne. I will give you $100 for everyone that you see that's in your class, everyone that's in your class and that you will run. Because I do know there's a couple of guys, they want big ball factor too. So I've been trying to, I don't know these guys' phone number like Jay don't know the phone number. We got a couple of guys up here, but is it going to be that you come over here and these guys want to run you and you're going to tell them, you don't run this type of a car? Now, this is the invasion of Louisiana, and I'm giving you an open-door welcome from Georgia to try to come and invade Louisiana if you can. These guys say they're gonna be sitting on tier, and I'm not trying to promote my show because I know y'all got something going on
March 9th.
Yeah, my date is March 9th, and I know y'all got something going
on. I'm already a step ahead of you, man, but I'm already locked in with my gear racing.
Okay, I understand that. And I'm just letting you know that if you wouldn't have had something like that, you couldn't have came to Louisiana and said what you're saying tonight on the radio.
Hey, I ain't saying that. I would have came to Louisiana and won
right.
every race.
Right.
But I'm saying I would have come to the race.
Right. No,
everybody
what I'm
knew
is,
that. I'm going to come to the race. I ain't finna travel in a long time.
What I'm saying is I'm willing to offer money for Tony Barnes or anyone in his camp that will come with cars and come in there and say, I went to Boone Ray and tried to lock in and engage with these guys and couldn't get a race.
Well, I sure would appreciate it if I come down there and race. I went down to Lena and could not get no races. I mean, you know, it's just like that.
I'm here to tell you, the Louisiana Bad Boys and them other cats is coming out with their cars since they don't come back up with them. I mean, they're going to do some despicable things for these people talking about they're going to come down here and invade. I can vouch for that.
I sure wish I was able to come.
I wish you were, too. And I'm in realization y'all got something going on, and I'm not the type of person to try to pull nobody from nobody away because I can promise you, Tony Bond, a Louisiana race is a Louisiana race. They support me every time I put on a race. So, you know, if people come in and invade, because I can tell you this here. My little truck is up, and a dude's Camaro that I'm driving is up. And I was in Lena with the Camaro, and I jacked off some money. Messing around with Jack Mack, but at the same time, Don Mack. But guess what? Don Mack said he got a hit list. He's going to come down here and knock me out. Guess what? I'm waiting on him to do that.
When y'all get another date, you know, we ain't got enough. I ain't already got obligated. I'm coming down there. I got to tell him when to come. I know. And I appreciate if you do come because there's a lot of you guys. I mean, if you got, let me ask you to do this here. If you got time next Wednesday,
Just pay attention to the next couple of wins that's coming up before March 9th. Just pay attention to the conversations that's going on. Like, for instance, I got them boys coming out of Texas that locked up with DJ Grant out of Alabama. So, I mean, the closer we get to March 9th, the closer it's getting better. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of hate that you already got something locked up for March 9th, but, you know.
If it's March 9th come along and March 8th is here going to flood in Jackson, well, guess what? I'm on my way to Louisiana.
That's what's up.
So,
I'm not gonna wish no rain on nobody, man. I hope you have fun, man.
No,
y'all be safe out there.
All right, Bob.
But I do want to let the listeners know that's on J-Bone. So, J-Bone, I can't be on here long because I got to get on to my wife. I am promoting a race for March 9th for anyone that can make it out. Boom on Wheels and Grudge Inc. is hosting a race in No Problem Drag Race. That is one of the world's best hookiness tracks. It is a two-time Speed Channel event track. It will hold any kind of event that's been held there. Spacious, roomless. I'm trying to get Friday for testing tuning for out-of-towners. Also for myself because I need some testing and tuning for that Friday before that Saturday. It's going to be nice. We got a lot of people. It's not only the invasion of Louisiana. We got a lot of Louisianans locking up with each other. So don't just think we're just going to be sitting back waiting on somebody to invade. Because after the invasion is over with, I know I got two people I'm going down on their ass. You know what I'm saying? So I got a lot of people on some rematches. And, J-Bone, I want to speak up on 2013. I want to speak up on 2013. Now, I don't have the caliber car Tony them got, but I can say this here. 2013, I think it belongs to his squad. Because we got 30 grudge races in this year. We got 30.
Yes,
and I'm responsible like 15 of those with my little truck.
All right, well, you need to post that on grudgeinc.us. Because that's how we determine the grudge race of the year based on how much action. Well, I don't have it posted there,
but every race that I've raced and every race that Mo'Nam, because we got like three Corvettes and we got a couple of Mustangs, we got a couple of trucks. I mean, we got quite a bit of squad too.
Just hold your roll. I'm saying. We need to keep a count. That's how the grudge race of the year is identified, and Tony has always done a stellar job at racing. But in the last three races now, he hadn't came off the trailer. But he died his last three races. But he's still up as a whole.
Right.
He got 16 to 17 races.
So what are y'all? Would it be appropriate to pull him from?
J-Barnes, I got a question. Now, if I got five cars in my camp and somebody else racing, they win, I count that as a race. You know how many people can be grudge racer of the year if you're doing it like that?
Well, that means that's
good. Are you talking about the stuff that the individual owns?
Well, you know, that's one of the things.
Because everybody go to saying how many races they done won if they talking about camps and friends.
Well, if you want, if that's what you want me to do, speak of myself, I got 15 grudge races and I got 10 wins, 5 losses. So that's me, boom on wheels, behind the wheel, in the vehicle. So I'm on the road, and I'm going to get my motor back next to the end of this week, and I'll be back up again. So,
all right.
I get 15 races on my motor.
So Boom is in contention for grudge race of the year, and he's running neck and neck with Tony Bynes, the great Tony employee Bynes. But y'all got to let me move to – have anybody heard from CeCe? Tony Bynes, are you scared to run CeCe?
I'm not scared to run CC, BB, EE, or DD. Get him on the line. Get him on the line. I'll show you how skill is running. Not bud.
I would like, CC, if you're anywhere near the lines are full, so you got to get on somebody's line because Tony Ball's line is saying that, CC is a bad man. At least that's what everybody told me. I ain't,
I don't know nobody CC done beat this year. Oh yeah, he did. He did beat the boy from Detroit. Yeah, that's right.
All right, but y'all hold on 1 second. I got Lady A, did Buster Holly ever get Buster Holly, Lady A? Lady A, did you get Buster Holly for me? You know, Lady A done start cutting folks' mics on when she do that, that means she done tip.
Jay Bond, you just don't want no money, evidently.
I can't earn it, Tony.
God, leave me. I'm trying to get somebody to come on the line and say they're engaged.
I'm trying to get Lady A so I can get some of these folks on. But hold on 1 second, then I got to keep
Lady A's kind of calling these folks. They won't pick up the phone, but they listen.
they don't
want to
pick up us,
Tony. Yeah, they listen. I tried to call the show. 2 minutes after they knew fool.
Let me but Tony, they knew you were gonna come on. They wanted to hear what your race report was. I want to make sure. Let me go back. Y'all, give me 1 minute. I got to go back all this stuff. The pictures, I do have pictures on Grudge Book, y'all. If y'all want to see some pictures from the Lena race, they're on Grudge Book. Go on, check them out. And I'm still trying to find out if Pine would please pay Big Drag at $20. I would love for Pine to pay Big Drag at $20. I got to get that out. Leon, Free Lug, have they put Butts Motorsports, Street King, and Gold Digger in retirement? Lady A, is that you? Well, Lady A, still on break. All right.
Leon, I've been trying to get in for the last 45 minutes, too. I've been wanting to tell you that, but you guys were talking. You called me, but I can't click him in.
I'm still trying to get Lady A.
Lady A is here. I was getting someone on the phone for you, Jay. What can I do for you now, sweetheart?
Lady A, tell Jay you've been calling them folks and they won't pick up the phone. Please tell them.
They won't.
Thank you, Lady A.
Hey, Jay,
did you get Buster Holly?
Tony.
Who's that again? You said you were scared
of. Say what now?
What's them letters, them alphabets that you are, the abbreviations you said you ain't scared of?
C, C, D, D, B, B, or Z, Z, Talk. Either one of them.
Lady A, I need to get Buster Holly on the line. Can you get him on for me?
We got
C, C
on the line,
J-Bone.
Uh-oh. Tony, you
should
tell
me
about
that. I didn't know you weren't engaged.
You better hang up. I've been waiting on this motherfucking day right here.
When you want to
do it?
Hello?
When you
want to
do it?
Okay, this is CC. Got a big block Mustang. I got a big block Camaro. 10-5. When you want to do something? Let's engage. Let's lock in. Call my bluff.
Oh, bluff. 228, 10-5.
Two, hell of a 228.
Okay, stay, all right, man. I ain't calling you out. You called us out.
Oh, no, sir. I didn't call you out. J-Ball said, "What I miss, I'm scared to run CC." And I said, "He got to be goddamn crazy. Who the fuck is a CC?"
Sam Up's in the same way. Fuck Sam Up.
Look here. Look here. Did you
Sam Up's in the same way.
Did you run Wick? J-Ball.
Yes, sir.
Did let me show you the difference between Wick and Tony Vines. Now, did we have 29s when he ran CC?
He did.
Did he have two carburetors on his car?
He did. Now, that's a testimony. Now, CC stepped up to do that.
I understand that. You know, but I got a Camaro. I got 29 the same tires Wick got on. But you see how he'll run CC? Now the one boy but won't damn fuck with Tony Vines? That's the difference between a grudge race of the year and a Wick.
So now you're going off on Wick. Goddamn, Tony Vines.
I'm just saying that's the difference. That's the difference. He will engage with Wick, but he won't even think about running Tony Vines with the same car.
Hey, Tony. That car you got? Right, get that. Ain't that car you got on 28?
No, I got money makers on 29.
Come on, man. You ain't talking about nothing, Tony, for real.
That's what I thought. Everybody already knew what you was going to say, sissy. I don't know why J Bond got you on the phone. Everybody knew what you was going to say, no. I didn't even know what to call you.
I tell you what, Tony, put 229s on that motherfucker. You got it.
Okay, you put 226s on yours.
All right, then.
So you pick a tie. Let me pick ties, too. See, it's a 50-50. It's even. Nobody's above the other. If you're going to tell me what kind of tie to put on my car, let me tell you what kind of tie to put on your car. Rick had 29 when you ran him. So what is the difference between my 29 and Rick's 29?
Everybody take a gamble, Tony. Tony, you have ran.
J-Ball, where is CC from?
I'm finna call the owner. Hold up, we finna try to get
where is CC from?
He from Alabama.
They must ain't got no Summit or Jazz down in Alabama.
Well, how come
they came out 29?
The man is
man. Everybody got 29s or 28s on their cars.
They trying to accommodate you're talking about. But now let me ask you something. Just hold on one second.
Listen to me, J-Bon. You almost made this $100. Stay on CC. You almost made this $100. Stay on him.
Stay on.
Fool him or do something. You about to make this $100. He calling somebody.
Yeah, go ahead. Who that?
Well, this man in Chicago. Tony paid the fuck out money for Brian in Detroit in Lena, Mississippi. Can I collect that $100?
What happened now? Say it again.
Tony paid the punk out to Brian from Detroit.
You talking about bad company?
Yeah. He paid the punk out.
I paid the punk out. I got that on the internet. We lost that race. I got it posted.
Oh, okay.
I got all my wins and losses, folks. That's part of my seven losses when I paid that buck out because we ain't have time to race. And J Bond, everybody, let me tell you how good guy I am. J Bond, you remember when Bad Boys was racing against CC?
Yeah.
And you remember they hit the wall?
Yeah.
I still paid the buck out, man. I didn't care. I just didn't care. I didn't want the man to tell him, he done wrecked. He couldn't even race, but I still gave him punk out money.
Tony, I heard the man, that was nice of you, Tony, but the man told me he was ready to damn race.
I really didn't go out there with a man and wreck his car and try to run at me. You know, I know I did come apart. And I didn't want to go through that, so I wanted my punk out money. Cause I was up. When that truck beat the white trash, trust me, I was up in my pocket. Trust me.
While we're waiting on Taliban, you got to hold on for a minute.
If you was depending on promoting as a living, you'd be broke because you still ain't got CC to raise me.
CC on hold for a minute. He told me he made off the line.
Hey, CC going in the room with the white boys.
All
Tony, we just getting in the shit, man. You've been in the shit forever, man.
Oh, man, I'm talking about this year. Y'all been racing good this year now. Don't tell me, I'm just talking about this year. I ain't talking about last year. Last year's over with. I'm talking about this year. I'm trying to get Jay Boss to make $100, man. Don't y'all want to make that man make $100?
Yeah.
Well, y'all just don't want Jay Boss to have no money, basically. It's either two excuses. Y'all scared or y'all don't want Jay Boss to make no money. Hell, ain't that man making $100, man?
Y'all got to talk on the road. Y'all got to talk on the road. But Tony, hold on. Tony, you got everything under control.
I'm gonna say one more thing. You know, everybody talking about, I did not cry when Big Ken locked in Big Drag and three love. Them boys had a big block in their car and Willie Balls. Ken didn't tell that man to take his Willie Balls off. Ken didn't tell that man to take his motor and put a small block in it. Ken told that man to get to the line, and that man still wouldn't get to the line. So everybody quit telling us to take shit off our car when we don't tell people to take shit off their car. That's what I'm trying to say. Simple as that. I mean, that's right way, wrong way of doing things. Wow. We didn't tell Don Ye to put 20s on his car. We were running. Hell, we told that man to run with his fucking brain. And shit, that's what we did. We got beat. But shit, we raced. We didn't tell nobody to take nothing off their car. We ran a light-ass, high-dollar Mustang, man, against Keno farm truck. And we gapped his ass. But we didn't tell him to give us nothing because he had a light Mustang. We had a heavy truck. We told him to get to the line. So that's how it needs to be, man. If you in that man class, y'all got a car sitting about the same and got just about the same tire, 29s and 28s. Don't tell that man to take his motor out and then you're running. Don't tell that man to put a 3-speed transmission in his car and you got a power glide in order to race him, man. Just come to line, do like prime time do. You like the girl race of the year do. Go to the ass.
Yeah. That's the glove race of the year talking, y'all. What's wrong with that, man?
7-9?
He said, what's up with Bam Bam?
Man, there you go. Y'all talking behind it. What? Jayvon, explain this to me now. You speaking to be a smart man, too. Why bring up a car you ain't seen to the track this year when you got other cars that we're ready to engage?
Yeah.
Ain't no shit now you be in the question. Because if you wanted to run Bam Bam, you would run the truck. Everybody know Bam Bam's tires in the truck. So you won't run the damn truck. How the fuck you going to run Bam Bam? Come on, man. We've got to have a serious conversation tonight, man. We ain't trying to crack no jokes.
Hey, Tom, but I do like the way. So, I'm just going back to this just because you made a valid point. So, I'm just using Baldy, for example. Why won't you run Baldy now?
Baldy is a big tire, Willie Bar car. Now, I ain't got nothing running with Baldy in his class right now. I'm saying right now. But as soon as I do, like I did last time, when Baldy put that $5,000 up and I put that $5,000 up, I went to his ass, that's what we did. But I ain't got no car running because I'm staying away from the big time car because they ain't racing. You get way more action and bet the same money with small time cars. Tell you now. All that if everybody had big time cars, yeah, I'd be running big time cars, but shit, you can get a race with small time car way better faster than a big time car. That's why I ain't really stunned. I'm not going to back in the car right now. I mean, just simple mathematics, man. You think it's hard to get a really small car. I think if I had a big car coming to the track, if I had a big car at Lena, I still wouldn't have got no race. Because I threatened big car cars with money makers. They wouldn't run. It's just simple, man. Jay Ball telling the truth. It's hard to fucking get a race. I have to be on the damn trailer. And I'm trying to give Jay Ball money to promote. But Jay Ball's doing his damnest to try to get people to run me, but he's just all in vain. He can't do it. And I know you see what I be going through to the track. I know it's earlier than year. A lot of boys up north ain't been testing. I can understand that part. But it's guys down here in the south that's been testing. And they still got excuses. Every race, every week, I've been putting on the internet. Anybody want to race? I can't get nobody to lock in with me, Jay.
Tony, one thing I can say, you know how to skip a race, you know how to pick a race, and that's why you're the good. That's why you deserve the title.
Well, Jay Bonds, you can't skip a race when you're seeing anybody. Anybody is not skipping. The word anybody, you're knocking all the skips out.
when you say anybody. You know what the word anybody means, Jay?
No. You say anybody, but you put in a stipulation. You saying anybody on what kind of tire got to be? A 10-5.
A 10-5 car. I mean 28, 29. Got to cover everything damn itself. A ball in. Two people. Ball in who? Ball, it's 300 more races besides Baldy that got small tires. Now, you know what the word anybody means? Anybody means Stevie Jackson. Anybody mean big ball fighter. Anybody mean white boys. Anybody mean all of them, they? Anybody mean anybody. Do you know the word anybody means, Jay? Okay, I'm gonna go with another word. Everybody. You know what everybody means?
Everybody, as long as they don't let me know bigger than 29-10 and no
Willie Ball. I'll eat a 28. I don't care about no Willie Ball. They got Willie Ball if they want to. I ain't saying about the Willie Ball. I said 10-5 tires, man. I ain't saying about no, he can have Willie Ball if they want to. He have three lug at Willie Ball's on. I ain't care. I think he should have put 2-pair on. J-Bomb, your show is full, J-Bomb. Your show is full. Lines is full. Open up the mic and see if we get somebody to engage.
Well, hold on 1 second. Yeah, hold on, Tony Bond, because I ain't opened up none of the mics yet. So hold on, somebody might be there. Hold on.
That's right, somebody might be there. And my ankle might, my auntie might be my uncle.
I got to get the BET first. So hold on. Can you bear with me 1 minute? Let me go to BET. BET, are you there?
I'm here, Jay.
How you doing this evening?
I'm good. What about yourself?
All right. Did you get a hard on hitting your boss man pump his chest?
Hey, he taught it by. You know, he taught it by. I'm used to him.
Okay.
Y'all just ain't used to him. I don't care. Y'all know what he gonna do.
BET, let me ask this in. I got a question. You was asked, is BET overrated? This is the question I was asked. Is BET relevant? What is BET's agenda? BET, use a few minutes while we try to get Tony Bynum somebody to race. BET, what is your goal in the grudge racing world? Is it, I'm going to ask a question, is it that you just want to make everybody angry? Or do you have an agenda and we just don't know what it is?
I do have an agenda.
People don't
like my agenda.
Okay.
My agenda is trying to create action in the grudge game. Give me something to put on camera. That's my agenda. That's what I'm trying to do.
How do you go about creating action?
I lock races in. I try to get two people to race. When there's an event going on, I attend that event. Somebody at that event talking smack to somebody, I bring my camera over there and I try to see why y'all talking shit and ain't racing. Cause without races, I ain't got nothing to film. Talking shit just ain't what sells, you know. I can spend all day over there listening to them talk shit, film that. I want to see some races. Anything else?
I got a question, BT. This is Dre. We can respect what you said about your agenda is to promote the races where you can film it because that's your livelihood, you know, and we can respect that from any man. But how is it your agenda when things get personal? You know what I'm saying? When it gets out of the racing and going to talk about people's finances or whatever the case may be, you know, what do that those things have to do with the racing? You know what I'm saying? And this ain't
that's what I want to ask that question too, Jack. I'm gonna say, Drag. Why do they always bring that up when I'm trying to race? I'm trying to get some race. They approach me with this. I'm freeloading. I'm broke. It is that. You know what I'm saying? They get personal with me. You know, I wanted the same damn thing.
Well, you know what, BT, that do go both ways. You know, it goes both ways. But, you know, you do stir up a lot of controversy, you know what I'm saying? You know that, and nobody got to be picking on you to get that. But I just wanted to ask that question because I don't see what personal lives
or things that's going on people live outside of drag racing has anything to do with drag racing or on the radio. You know, none at all. That thing makes animosity, bro. From animosity, you know, it's hard feelings and people getting their feelings, man, things can get ugly.
I understand that. I feel the same way, drag. I wonder why they do that shit. You know, I don't start out at that. You know, but they come in at me, and when they fire off at me, you know, I'm gonna fire back. You know that. You know,
if they don't bring it, drag,
I won't go there. That's not my intention to go there. They bring it to me, but nobody hear that part. They just hear me. You know, nobody hear them attacking me. They just hear when I attack back.
Yeah.
And that's strange to me, you know?
Well, those are good questions, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to, you know, hear your version of it.
But I hope you understand my point, too, you know? I'm wondering why no one come to my defense, but always come to their defense when I retaliate on their ass. You know, nobody hear the part when they start in on me, and I defend myself. But I guess my voice so much stronger and louder that, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm trying to figure that shit out my damn self.
All right. Well, like I said, well, no personal attack on you, none, bro. I just wanted to know, you know, to hear your answer to that.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. I hope I satisfied you. Like I said, I don't bring it. Every time I'm on the show, I'm talking about racing, but I get attacked. I get attacked about a whole lot of shit. So true enough, I'm gonna defend myself. You know,
I mean, you got all the rights in the world to defend yourself, bro.
That's right. And I just appreciate it if you and the rest of them would see my point and hear them when they start attacking me and address that, and don't let them get personal with me. Before you hear me start getting personal with them. That's what I want. I want you to come into my defense sometime, you know.
Well,
I hear y'all always defending.
See, I just probably a lot of times catch the stuff on the tail end. You know what
I know. I understand. But be on the lookout because it's going to happen again, and I'm not going to be the one to start it.
Well, let's try to avoid it from happening, you know what I'm saying, and everybody give it, you know, at least try to get along if you don't like each other, you know. And have a good time.
Well, you know, one thing about me, Drake, I don't try to upset nobody. You know, what I do is try to create action. Some guys don't want action, and then the only way they can defend themselves is by attacking me. You know what I'm saying? Just man up and say that you don't want the action. You know what I'm saying? Don't attack me for trying to get action out of you. Just say you don't want it. Be mad about that. You know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like I said, I'm gonna continue to shoot videos. I'm gonna continue to go to these races. You know, I'm gonna continue to try to create action. That's what I'm gonna continue to do, whether they like it or not. I'm gonna do that.
Well, that's your livelihood, you know.
Man,
can't knock what
exactly.
You do for a living, man. I mean, no one can knock that, bro. Whatever you do, you know, you're trying to make some legit money, you know. And how can a joker knock you for that?
Did you listen to the show last night, Dre?
I caught the tail end of it when you and Big Clark were
coming. Man, I was attacked as soon as I got on that motherfucker.
Well,
you gotta remember,
BT, you know, nothing personal, but you do got a bullseye on you, bro, because you're controversial with everybody, you know, with everybody. And, you know, when you get to that point, it's kind of like Tony B. You know what I'm saying? Tony is the one that's doing all the racing. So everybody's at Tony. You know, everybody want to race him. Everybody want to, you know, try to set something up with him or do things like that. And you've gotten to the point where, in my opinion, you're controversial with everybody. You don't bar none. So whatever. You know, no matter who they is or, you know, what they done.
Hello?
Look, would you agree, though, Dre, that I don't start it now?
Well, I can't say that everything that I've seen so far, BT, I think you was the initiator. I'll be honest.
Oh, no.
I got a call.
everything from the beginning either. So
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You getting the tail end. You getting the tail end of then, Dre. You need to hear it from the start. When I first drive up and open the door, I got 12 or 13 motherfuckers trying to get in. And I slammed the door on one. I got 12 or 13 more I got to fight to keep them out. So, you know, hey, I'm a little guy, but shit. I ain't backing down, Dre.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with you standing up for yourself, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. But sometimes some things are best left untold, man. You know, I learned that, and I had to learn it the hard way, you know.
Well, like I said, I've been through the storm too, man. I ain't no spring chicken to it, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I ain't gonna take lightly to all these old threats and shit they be coming to me with. Cause like I said, when they threaten me, they get personal then, man. You know what I'm saying? All I can say is I appreciate them hating on me. That's one thing. But when you go and attack me and get personal and talking about threatening me, you gonna do this and do that, you know. I will lay in the bushes just to see if you're going to hold up for what you said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't even get to that, brother. And that's pretty much
I hope it don't. I hope what I'm up. Saying is I hope it don't. Because, like I said, I've been there. I've done this. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go back to that type of shit. But like I said, I hope it don't. But I ain't taking it lightly to no threat.
Or anybody else that will take it to that level, none of us will win from it. You know, even if you set up, do what you set out to do, you still didn't win. There ain't no winning in that, bro.
I understand. I appreciate your kind words too, man. Like I said, I take heed to what you're saying, but I hope the other ones take heed also. You know.
Well, I'm gonna be that's in the sound of my voice. You know, I'm sure they understand what I'm saying. You know, and these people got dogs. This is what they do every day. They lock people up, and they don't give a damn how much time they get. They in the business to lock up people. That's what they do for a living. So they don't give a damn about locking up me, you, the president, you know, whoever, politician. You know, that's their job. So remember that, you know, trouble way easier to get into than it is to get out of.
Yeah. I love it, man.
Yeah. I mean, all right, bro. I just wanted to hear your comment on that.
All right. I appreciate it, Jay.
All right.
My problem. So, Jay Vaughn. Jay Vaughn, you gone in the bush? Anybody else got a problem with BET?
Goddamn, B, can you fake it?
Well, you got to change your voice. You can't man up. Can't man up and address me as you, and not no damn character.
Yo, BET.
Huh? Yeah.
MTV. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Monkey Man?
Oh man, it ain't never cool.
I know who it is. I know that little that damn gorilla shorter than me down there. Goddamn it, spreading his wings out there. I know who it is.
Oh, okay. Long as you know, that means you recognize.
I recognize you just talking shit. I recognize you ain't trying to engage. I recognize
man.
That. You know where the competition is.
I tell you what. I ain't gonna.
Tell me you coming to Mississippi. That's all you. I need.
Okay. I tell you what. This is what I'm gonna do. I got a better one for you. Pump your brakes.
March 17th is what I want to hear from you, man.
Listen, sir. I was at the track where they had an S10 shootout this past weekend. Ronnie Brown paid us $3,000 to come in there and go to battle. I was there. Was you there?
I was there.
Hold on. Was you there with the truck? Yes or no?
No, sir. The truck wasn't.
I ain't going to call the truck name, but the truck that you on the phone campaigning for, was you
the there? Truck wasn't there. The truck wasn't there. No, it wasn't
okay,
there.
Okay, the truck wasn't there. Okay, so don't tell me I ain't trying to engage. So that's one thing.
Hold on. You been beating your damn chest. Hold on a minute. All right, go ahead.
Goddamn March 9th, I'll be in the hook with that motherfucker.
Deposit.
All I need is a deposit.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I tell you what. I can't book that race. But I promise you one thing. What race I can book. Not on that date. Listen to me. But say whatever you want to say, but not on that date. This is what I'm telling you. On March 17th, I can book that race.
I understand that you couldn't make it to Lena.
So evidently you were fucking bagging up with your fucking beef. Lena was before night. You didn't make it then. Lena was before.
Let's talk about the clip.
Man, you ain't gonna do shit but bump your gum like you've been doing, man.
All it takes is 500, sir.
I lock you in for the 17th in Hot Springs.
Now I come before the 17th, and all it takes is 500, and I'll show you all.
I'm telling you what I can lock you in with. Get 007 on the phone if he won't lock you in for the night. I'll lock you in for the 17th.
If you're a spokesperson for the Trump,
I told you.
Just like you couldn't lock in for Lena.
Just like you couldn't lock in for Lena because of the owner. Ain't that what you told me? The owner had problems. He couldn't make it. Ain't that what you said?
No, that was the man. That was the man because the man's wife was in the hospital.
Tony, yes.
Who backing up? Who
the hell
is that talking?
They're right there. Not talking shit. Crew Chief
What's happening?
Hey, this son bitch on the phone, beating on his chest, that he the baddest motherfucker in the world.
BT, let him tell me what he wanted to do. What's happening?
I've been trying to get him to say it. He won't say it now. You on the phone. He won't talk that shit at me.
If you shut the fuck up, BT, and let the two grown men talk. Okay?
Go ahead on, Monkey Man.
Okay, no problem. March 9th, Jackson, 500 deposit, head on 8 Mile Pro Tree. Small block, 28, no Willie bars. Head 10 to 12. You got it. Now, okay, we locked. You got it. Okay, you.
Who y'all want to be the DP man to hold the money? Who y'all want to hold the money?
We locking up. We'll get Cold Killer to be the DP.
Okay, I don't know Cold Killer, but I can't know
that. Hey, I want that belt now.
They know what they got to do.
Hey, BET, two grown men talking. We don't need no child.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You trying to steal something. You know what the fuck you're doing. The man just told you what the business is.
Hey, BET,
we're going to run before dark, man. That's okay with you?
Say what?
We're going to run before dark on
the
night.
What the fuck got to do with anything?
Well, I want to go ahead and get it out of the way, man, so I can come on back to Mississippi. I don't need to be standing all day to whoop your ass. I'll whoop your ass and come on.
Hey man, if time prevails, we'll see. Can we run?
Just in case it be cold that weekend, can we go ahead and run before dark, man? We run by 6 o'clock.
We'll lock in. I'll let you know the time we gonna run.
Well, let's go get the skips out of the way so we ain't got to go from show to show.
I'll let you know what time we gonna run.
Beep 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 beep.
motherfucker.
Hold on. Hey, Crew Chief. Don't worry
about BET. I'm on the phone
now. I'm on the phone. Okay, cool. I run you straight off the trailer. Hey, man, I run you straight off the trailer. We ain't got to make no passes. Straight off the trailer.
Okay, you want to run straight off the trailer?
Yeah, I'm running you straight off the trailer, man. We flip a lane. I'm going to run at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whatever. I'm going to show you. I'm ready.
Hey, I would have did that if I wasn't at y'all home track.
Man, I ain't been on that track. Shit, dog,
man,
on the phone.
Man, you was goddamn lying, man. That truck deep. That motherfucker,
hey,
was 30 minutes away from that motherfucker. Man, y'all ain't want to run off the trailer, so no. What y'all told me?
Hey,
I got to try.
Hey, Crew Chief.
I could have broke the shock or something. Hell no.
Oh, man, shit.
Hey, Crew Chief.
Yo.
I ain't even been over there testing the truck.
Man, that's not my problem, sir.
Let me tell you something. I'll bet you $300 I ain't, and Tona on the phone, and I ain't even talked to her. If I've been over to Jackson Plant with that truck, since Bradenton Race now, you got your $300.
Man, listen, all that you talking is irrelevant. I'll give you a time, we'll get the spirits out of the way. I'll give you time, we're going to race, and I gotta wait all day, man.
Hey, what day y'all gonna be in Valdosta, Crew Chief? I'll be that motherfucker Wednesday. I want to be in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, why don't you just come off the dog number race Sunday? I can go and do your ass, then next weekend we'll lock up and I'm gonna do your ass again.
Then you hear me tell you I'll be in Valdosta Sunday?
Oh, okay. See what I tell you about y'all don't wanna put no traveling in, man.
How the fuck? I'm going to put no traveling in. I should have left Valdosta instead of turning back around and two more days to drive back to Valdosta. How the hell I ain't trying to do no traveling? But you ain't put no traveling in. A week after that, I'm going to tell you, what the hell are you talking about? We ain't putting no traveling in, man. Did you for real? I'm just showing you that, hey, I can go there a week now. I'm off home, and I can travel there a week with that somebody. So what? I can't make it this week because I'm going to be in Valdosta this weekend.
I told you that's why I got on the phone and said tonight. I ain't said nothing about this weekend. I said tonight, 500, head up, 8 mile, full tree, 28 mile, 2,000 or better. Fuck that little 1,000 or 1,500 shit. 2,000 or better, man. We're making 515 or better, or 510 better. Hey, Crew Chief, don't overspoke your pocket, man.
Don't overspoke your pocket now. You better check with your crew now. I'm not worried about y'all like that. Y'all don't want to put that motherfucking belt up, so I might as well get some out the building. I ain't got to worry about that no more. Man, gotta check with your crew, man. Listen, bro, I ain't got to check with Tony or none of these boys. So y'all don't want to run for the belt? Yes or no, man? I already told. We ain't gonna. What I told you about that when we had that discussion with Jay Barnett.
Okay, I'm asking you right now. I'm talking to you right now. We talking to man to man. I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you a question. That's a yes or no question. If you're coming to Mississippi, man, we ain't gonna discuss that. Okay, then that's dead. Hey, Ken. Uh huh. Ken, can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
If they want to run for that belt, you know what the rules is. They got to put $5 on top of the pot.
Man, I told you that already. We don't do that.
Hey,
Tony. I heard that the first time when you said that.
Man, them dudes don't want. They want to come. Well, how are they going to be at just local expense? I'm going to make them really earn it. I'm going to fucking earn it.
How the hell is local for me? I got to drive 11 fucking hours.
He say he's fast, then bring his ass on down here. And if you come to Mississippi, I'm going to promise you. I'm going to promise you this on national air. It can be anywhere from 4 to phone or whatever you want to run from, man.
Well, you made me a promise one time. You made me a promise one time before, and I ain't fuck a promise.
Well,
from me, but
all you gotta do, hey man, I'm gonna show you that for real. Just
man, 2013. If you ain't got a deposit, you can keep your promise. What I said,
well, I'm trying to get you to go ahead and put a deposit up on them dudes. Just there. You saying cold killer? You got tight man. You got
Cold killer is my DP man. Cold killer is the vice president of Grudge Inc. And I know Tony. Tony, he got a thing for Grudge Inc. So that make it even better. My DP man is Cold Killer. So Tony got a war out on Grudge Inc. So let's go to war.
Hey, Ken, I want to say something. I want to say something right quick. You know, y'all go back to talking, but Big Dog Meal contributing to dog race. You know, they did donate some money to the race. So I want to get that out of the way first. Even though they ain't showing up, they is donating some money. So that just as good. They can stay there as long as they donate some money. I want to get that out of the way, though.
Ain't no problem with that. It's all good.
Tony, the thing over there, I know Dog was going to rock hard off. Whoop their ass at his race, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm trying to get him at his race.
Okay.
Yo.
Hey, double O.
Uh-huh.
We got raised in Mississippi on March 17th.
Yeah, that's close enough for him to come Holly Springs.
Man, listen.
All the major players going out there.
I'll be at the hook. Goddamn on the ninth. I'll be at Taylor's probably on the 8th, eat me some good breakfast or some shit, and I'll make my way over to Jackson. So, like I say, if y'all want to do something, y'all got my number. Matter of fact, y'all huddle up, think about it.
Man, the only motherfucker on the phone got nuts
is Tony Pines. That's why they call him Prime Time Tony Pines. He's the only one got nuts. Everybody else on the phone, cowards, and I'll holler at y'all. I ain't gonna waste no more time. Listen, y'all got
you. You're a good internet racer, man. I ain't doing no internet racing right now. All you doing, man, is internet racing.
I'd have been racetrack racing if you'd have brought your scare ass to the track, sir.
Man, hey, you ought to be thanking me for letting you get out there and get that little 2000. Just say that or
what? Thanking you what? Thanking you, huh? What I'm gonna thank you for?
You got that little money, man.
Man, listen, man. Hey, and guess what? I still got. I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna bet it against you.
Yeah.
Okay. You lock that 500 of them. Come on, man.
Hey, man. How about that dope popping like you do, man?
Say what?
Goddamn, if the wagon make the most noise, man.
Man, listen.
Well, hold on.
I hear all that, man.
Is that a lock race for Jackson on the ninth?
Jay, I'm coming up there to race him on the ninth.
You got to talk to the paper champ. Talk to the paper champ.
Is that locked in? Jay, I just told him, man, I'm coming to race him in Jackson on the ninth, man. I want to run this weekend at dog race.
That was a yes or no question. He never answered the question. He said he coming to run. He didn't say it was locked. Got to get stick
for
you. Know,
I asked
you
to just go on lock a time and all that shit in. You got to get that with me, man.
I'll let you know. I'm not from up there.
Well,
but I
guess what? When you let me know what time and shit, when you got to check with your team, then I'll tell you if it's locked.
Ain't no problem with that.
I can speak on mine without checking with the team.
Man, who said check with the team? I ain't said nothing about checking with the team.
Well, why don't you just go put a time on it?
I'm not up for much. I got to make a phone call up that way and see how y'all, what time to get dog and all that, so I know what I'm working with. And I'll let you know, bro. That's all.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, all right,
man,
listen.
When you get crew chief on the phone, man, give me somebody on the phone that's ready to race me and they ready to lip box all night.
Man, yeah, you right.
That's why I didn't get on while I was at work, man.
Hey,
Before y'all go, man, I got one thing to say.
I need to stick in here. You know, Tony said that he is impossible for him to get a raise with Moneymaker, and ain't nobody arguing that. But I want y'all opinion. If the Phil and the White Boys
G Body on 28, the baddest thing in the country. Is that yes or no?
Yeah, that's the baddest. He got the baddest. He got the baddest G Body on 28. I ain't disputing that. I'm gonna give Fred the credit too.
I give Fred. Hold on. I say I'm gonna give Phil his props. Like I told Phil, sad at the track. I say he more lucky than he is good.
Uh-huh.
I see him that. He got a good consistent car, but he more lucky than he is good. I give him that.
Anybody that you know that'll lock Phil in for his belt?
Yeah,
anybody.
Big Low
try him on 28 for the belt.
You got that right. We ain't scared to put 28 on our side. Ain't no problem. Like I said, we get past this weekend right here and everything still intact. We got oil pressure in. We'll lock him in. I hope he be in Jackson on the ninth. If he in Jackson on the ninth, well, you already know we had his ass.
But Jay Paul, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
I mean, this Big Drag on the phone.
Yeah, man.
Big Drag, I'm gonna ask you a question from you up north. The reason why I locked a lot of y'all guys in, cause I know y'all's up there in the snow and the cold weather, and y'all ain't have time to test your car and get the buzz out of it before you come right down here to Mississippi. I kind of knew that. That's why I always try to do the scientific part of the thing. Now, these white boys, I don't know why J-Bomb quit sweating them boys' nuts up. If them boys was real grudge racers, don't you think they would have been in Mississippi trying to engage with somebody?
Well, I would have thought they'd have been there, yeah.
I mean, I don't understand why J Ball keep getting them jokers praise when the only thing they'll do is a bracket race. That shootout is nothing but a bracket thing. You know what I'm saying? Head up bracket race. Like a 470 class. That's all it is. I mean, we trying to keep this grudge racing to grudge racers. The people that engage grudges put their own money up, not the track money. It's a difference somebody put pressure on them when they got their own money on the line. Some people can't operate under pressure. Now, I wish J-Bars would quit flooding these boys up nuts and send them boys over to Yellow Bullet, grudge site, where they bracket race and class race over there. I like grudge race.
Boss Vine.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ray, you and Gangsta Boo, they ran the 901 Bad Boys in the Predator car. They ran Real Tree down there in Florida.
Wait. We talking about 2013, man. Wake up. The year done changed.
I know it. Oh, okay. You talking about you ain't 60 days in the year. And really, anybody out there racing in goddamn 40, 50 degree weather, they ain't the smartest motherfucker in the world. That's my opinion. They're not the smartest person in the world because you know that heat need to be in a track. If you gonna say they ain't shit and we ain't got 60 days in the year, how you gonna speak for that early in February?
Okay, let's go back. I'm gonna ask you a question. When I rained them down in Macon, didn't I had to handicap my car for 20s on it? Did I have to do that?
No, you didn't.
But did I do it?
Did they make you do it?
What happened
was it started in Valdosta because of a shootout, and you wanted to punish them, and you dumb it down.
I said you chose to dumb it down. Because you know why? Because I'm a grudge racer.
Okay.
With you dumbing down,
they blew your asshole out.
Right. So then they won't give me a get back race.
That's what the catch is. You dumb it down. One thing I can tell them about them, it's about the hustle. If they win every shootout on 28, if it ain't broke, ain't no need to fix it, my brother.
Oh, that's right. That's why ain't gonna be no more 28 G-body small on 28.
They're gonna have the grudge race there.
Not really.
They grudge race on it. I tell you what, with money maker, what would you give him to try to make him grudge race?
Nah, you really insulted me now.
We don't speak pause. I'm just saying.
I'd rather you to come up and
I know you
ask me a crazy question like that.
I know you the goddamn blood racer of the last 4 years, and I believe if you push them in the bus,
I was just trying to get everybody.
I believe if you push them in the bus, they'll come out that.
I'm trying to get everybody. I'm trying to get everybody to see what's going on. A lot of people blind. A lot of people don't want to see what's really happening. The boys, like, they smart now. Get me wrong.
The only thing is, I will tell you they the baddest racers on 28s, and when a bitch come to grudge race them on 28s, there's some bad motherfuckers too.
On G bodies, LG bodies, they won't even run a Mustang on 28s. That's what I'm saying. You know they're doing right. They're picking their races, but quit getting them folks all that credit when they ain't doing nothing winning a shootout.
Let me ask you something, boss. You've been doing this longer than a lot of us been living. Is it about how many races you win, or is it about how much money you win?
It's about how many races I win. I don't care about the
money. Oh, okay. So, see, they view on it maybe it's about the money.
Exactly.
It's about the hustle.
That could be true.
See,
that could
be true. You got get money. And some people just love race.
Well, I wish they get their ass in gear and get the goddamn nuts up and goddamn this grudge race. And then they sit their ass over yellow bullet over there with that class racing. I mean, they get the yellow bullet, they could get praise all they want. Come to the grudge racing site, the grudge racing races, like they didn't show up in Lena and all that shit like that. West Palm Beach, because it's grudge racing. That's all it is.
It was a grudge event last weekend, boss.
They come down there for the shootout. They come down there for that $5,000. I tried to lock them in after the race. They didn't want to lock in or nothing.
Bob, they just want $5,000. That's enough. You just said you got in a race at West Palm Beach because they asked you to get in the race and you want to make 50.
I ain't get no credit for that. After the race down in the South Austin, I went to them and said, look here, man, dog having a grudge event next week. Can y'all come up there? They said, hell no. They go in the duck race to help out a man with their car. Now, that was a slap in the face to the grudge gang because dog is a goddamn a king of the grudge racers, and they needed to help that man out. They said, fuck dog. They go in the South Austin. Now, that really hurt me there on top of that.
You know what, Tony? They didn't say fuck dog. They said no, they was going to goddamn duck race.
That's the same fucking thing. Goddamn good grudge race back. Damn right it's personal.
What the fuck you talking about? put 28s on goddamn Rambo and go after their ass.
You got motherfuckers like Jay Balls, you know what I'm talking about? You shouldn't even bring their name up on this goddamn radio show, basically, because they ain't no fucking grudge race. Anybody that go grudge race, everybody go grudge race, they don't need to even be on this grudge racing show. No, I mean, they ain't on it. I'm just saying, nobody don't need to bring their fucking name
they
up.
They are champs. Tony, that's your personal beef with them. You can talk about them like a piece of shit. That's your opinion.
So what's your opinion of them? They some grudge races?
Yeah, they grudge race.
I done put in their pot
and got my motherfucking money.
You're right.
Grudge
race. Okay, you're right. You got
it
right.
It wasn't a shootout. You kissed my ass. It wasn't no shootout.
When did they grudge race and it wasn't no shootout? Tell me that.
They done it in Brazos.
They didn't win? That was in a shootout, man.
When they blew your ass all out, him and Lowe wasn't no goddamn shootout.
Whoa,
race. That was a
grudge
race.
Say that again.
When they blew your ass all out with that goddamn game,
that wasn't no shootout. Motherfucker. I tell you what, if I didn't have no race car, if I was to have no race car,
car, ain't no way in the hell I'm going to try to stop a goddamn race. I'm going to try to get the motherfucking race up. Instead of me telling Tony, leave the fucking loan, I'm going to tell the white boy, join Tony ass. I ain't going to be telling Tony to leave the motherfuckers alone.
Cricket.
I mean, I don't understand it. Y'all ain't like
cricket.
I'm wrong. Y'all ain't like I'm wrong for trying to get a good crash race on the board. Yeah, well, I can understand it. Don't make excuses for the motherfuckers. They won't fucking crash race. Quit making excuses for them, but as long as you make excuses for them, they ain't gonna fucking crash race. Don't make excuses for the motherfuckers. Ain't nothing wrong with being a shootout, but grudge race sometimes too. You can't make a motherfucking grudge race, true enough. But don't be bringing no plays to these motherfuckers out there. Hell of a grudge race, call on day. They're hell of a goddamn 28 G body class race. That's the only fucking thing they is. Only fucking
thing. I thought Jay would get him on the phone, Tom.
Man, them boys listen, ain't gonna come and call. They scared. They know I'm ready to lock their ass in. And they know they're ashamed to tell people no. They're ashamed to let people hear them say no. I'm trying to expose the ass. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to expose the ass or race. Who on this radio show mad at me for trying to get a race up? That's what I like to know. Besides Type Man. Jay Bottom. BT.
Yeah, they gone in the bushes, man.
They got a couple of mic off mustard. I don't know what the fuck going on, man.
They gone in the bushes, Tom. You done run them motherfuckers in the bushes, man.
I mean, why get mad at me? I'm trying to get a race up. They're taking up for a motherfucker.
Boss, I was down there with you, man. I was down there with you, and I put that camera in your face. You told me after they get through running that goddamn shootout, you calling their ass out. And now one of them answered the call. You said it was going to be either between Big Low or goddamn it, White Boy, and you wanted the grudge race.
I mean, I'm trying to grudge race. Everybody get mad at me for goddamn wanting the fucking grudge race. Like, I'm doing something fucking wrong. And I thought this is what the show was for, to get grudge races up.
Man,
what the show for? What the show for then?
They want to come on here and hear themselves talk, man. They don't want to race. They get mad at me the same way, Tom.
Someone must be goddamn person. Goddamn right, this person. This got my money, won't give me a gamble back at it. Fucked up.
It's fucked up, man.
For the motherfucker?
What they got y'all in the private room, BT? Hell yeah, I guess we all in the private room because ain't no motherfucker. Ain't no motherfucker saying nothing, man. That motherfucker gone in the bush. Just going. What happened to your show, man? Man, we just shut this bitch down.
Ken.
Talking about.
Ken.
We just shut this bitch down, man.
Ken, when you run that Donye, you didn't have to take off that dish.
Man, them boys know that. She here.
I mean, you gotta be a grudge race. You be a fucking grudge race. Don't be no motherfucking goddamn peeking out the damn woods. You picking the bases. This damn bracket shit.
Now y'all quit that damn line. You quit that damn line. You asked Donye to take the damn Willy balls off. Now quit that. Now if you don't tell
him, you know
that
Willy gonna take the Willy. Well, Donye already had a Willy balls.
Okay, okay. I'm just saying. Y'all did race. Y'all did go outside. Y'all league by messing with Donye. But you did ask the man to take the Willy bars off. Now stop it.
Well, I'm asking you a question. Is something wrong with trying to get these boys a get back race?
No, you're not.
I mean, all I'm saying is they can't lose nothing but my money back.
When you talk about the North, I got to step in. Now I'm going back on mute.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. They just fucked up, man. They goddamn won't give me a get back race. I ain't never raced a man in my life. I wouldn't give him a get back race. It's just a fucking pitiful joke, mother. I beat Big Low 2 times with Gates Bootham car. I never tell Big Low I never give him a race back. Never. I'm a good sport. It doesn't make no fucking sense, man. Could be taking up for the motherfucker. Could you take up for them? They nearly ain't gonna race then. Tell the mothers get to the line. I don't care if it was my brother. Been scared to race, I'm going to tell him about this goddamn thing. Why the fuck you scared to race a car in your same class, man? Both of y'all got big rocks, both of y'all got G-bodies, so both of y'all got 10-5 tires, so what the fuck excuse y'all not to race each other? Okay, with my brother, cousin, Jamie, anybody. To me and my camp, one thing about the prime time camp, any car that I don't care, we ain't fucking, if you're scared to race, you ain't going to be in the prime time camp at all. Period. That just kill all that. As mandatory, the first thing, you can't be scared to fucking race.
Boss Bryan.
Uh-huh.
Could I tell you what I was just told?
What?
Before I get called a nut hugger.
What?
I was just told that I was just told that somebody tried to lock you in with Dillinger, and Dawg was standing right there this weekend. I was just told if you put 29 and no Willie Balls on money on Rambo, you can get locked in. Now, just a message, you said would not want to see a grudge race, right? That's what
yep.
you said, right? Okay, I made a phone call, and those were the two offers that was put on the table.
Okay, who is it talking about winning a race or Rambo?
It's the white boy.
Listen, you tell them motherfucking punk-ass white boys. If I run them motherfuckers, it's going to be money makers on 29. Now, if it had been anybody else, like P5 or something like that, well, I know I may try to run them, and if I lose, I get a race next week and shit like that, that's fine.
Right.
Them motherfuckers, they're going to beat me at my fucking best. The best horse in the stable right now is money makers.
I understand, boss. You said try to help you get a race.
Yeah, take a gamble. We're trying. Fuck it. Money maker or either Dillinger. Which one really want to fucking run? I'm going to put Dillinger on the line now. Which one they want to fucking run?
They will run Dillinger now.
All right, tell them lock it in then. Say that the whole show.
Oh, shit.
Lock it in 525 or better run Dillinger head up.
A
car in their class. Tell me, ain't no guy that going on 540s. And 550, G-body, 28. This ain't no 550 car. Them Dillinger ain't no 550 car.
Well, boss, I'm finna click over now, and I don't want to have no more nuts in my mouth, so can I click
Thank
over
you,
and see
you,
if
sir.
That confirmed anything
Thank
else
you.
Do?
Yeah,
and
click
BZ
on 500 Bella Dow Show. And look, guess what? You get $100 if they lock it in.
Okay.
Make a send it for you. I don't want to waste your time. I'm going to pay you for your time.
I appreciate that, boss. You have one thing about you. You's a slave driver, but you's a boss.
All right. Herbert, let me go. We wait.
God damn, boy. I tell you, baby. Man, I tell you.
I'm trying to goddamn grudge race, man. I'm trying to goddamn grudge race. I don't know what the fuck they trying to do. The motherfucker can't never beat me. I just want a chance at my money back, man. It's like shooting dice. You shoot dice, you get a point, and you go out on the first point for $50. They're gonna jump up and haul ass. Move to your chance to gamble and get the money back. That was fucking piss me off. Playing pitter patter. Over win the first three games and walk up and lead to my heat too. That shit have pissed any motherfucker off.
Why you gotta click over and talk to her? Why they can't come on and talk?
What you think, man? Pussy stupid. Now you give me another word for it. Let me know what it is. Gotta goddamn call somebody else. They listen to the show. They gotta call somebody else to talk for. That's a shame. Man. It should be a fine for J Ball to bring their name up.
Uh huh. I was told. Could I finish talking?
Oh, no, just say one thing. Do I owe you $100 or not?
Wait. I got a proposal of three races with you.
Ain't no three races, man. They can run two cars, money make RG battle, and they come to win. It's simple as that. What is we got to propose that thing about? I'm going to propose the ass kicking when they got them locked in. I propose you that.
Okay, well, they were saying put Rambo on 29 first, 2 hours later they'll knock Dillinger off, and the Hot Boys will run. The Hot Boys will run.
So basically, I asked you to make $100 to lock Dillinger in with them head up, and I ain't got to pay you $100. Basically, what you're saying.
Well, they gave a kind of offer.
Ain't no kind of deal. I'm paying. Do I owe you $100 for locking in Dillinger? With them head up. 29.
They want Rambo first.
I know it. All right, well, tell them they don't pick me what the fuck I get in the race. So what they didn't understand. They want to run me for money. Tell them. I will run them in Rambo. If they pick what car I run, tell them they put up both parts.
They can tell me what fucking put on Rambo. They can tell me what fucking Carter on.
Well,
they ain't putting up on Pop. If I'm putting up my money, I'm going to run my car.
Right. Right. Well, you told me. Would not want to see a good race. Now I've done everything in my power. Did
and
I not
I told you I will put 29s on Moneymaker, and I will put 29s on Dillinger. And they can put 29s on their car. They can put 20s on their. Matter of fact, they can put 31s on their car if they want to. I don't give a fuck. Lock them in. Get your $100. Get paid. You know I'm good for it.
I hear you, boss. I'm out here working, man. I hear you.
Can't you see? Can't you see? I'm talking about, man. They know. They sit back and know Rambo ain't going straight. You see what I'm saying?
Cut that light off. Cut that off, fool.
You hear me? You hear me, type man?
Yeah, I hear you.
They know
type man. You don't wreck. Everybody
know
you don't wreck.
That's right.
That caught two or three times.
That's right. They know I ain't got the bull on Rambo as of yet. Now, you see how the coward motherfucker want to try to run Rambo when it's bullshitting, when I'm ready with those two other cars. They don't want to run the car that I'm ready to race. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, I
the coward motherfuckers goddamn trying to run a goddamn car that's going toward the wall in fucking pass. But yet, they don't want to run a goddamn car that's equal to them. That just show you what cowards the motherfuckers is. They don't want to run a car that's equal to them. They want to run cars and G-Bike class going 540s and 530s. But they don't want to run a car that's right there on their ass. Coward. That's where a coward type, man.
Well, boss, you cussed me out, and the thing I was doing was just making a point. So, you know, I got dick in my mouth. I got dick
type
in mine.
Man. All I'm saying is type, man.
I know what
you're
saying.
I'm getting the same thing.
I
want to get that race. How the hell you would feel if I run you in your car and beat you and you know you can win and I won't give you no get back race?
Well,
would you feel disrespected?
I would be a little upset, but guess what? I just sit back and I would catch your ass. I would catch it.
I've been sitting back since October, November, December, January, damn near February off. Be damn near half a year after a while.
You got a point there. But
and that's why,
we
had a race down there in West Palm Beach, NGRA. We had anything on any G-body on 29. You think they had come down there? On 28?
Uh-uh.
They didn't come?
Nah.
Big Low won that.
Yeah.
Big Low was there. T5 was there. All them boys was there. How come they couldn't come there? Because the competition is stiff, man. They know damn well if you motherfucker got 28s. Ain't nobody goddamn it tuning on no 28 G body cost those 4 or 5 years. Big low crazy as hell be even putting 28s on his goddamn car. Hell, Big Low been tuning on his car for goddamn last 4 or 5 years on 29. Finally get the bugs out. Damn motherfucker, I'm telling you to take your tires off. Come on, man. Hell, do some shit like that. And then go ahead and brag it.
Well, we must have been crazy too then, don't.
I was crazy, man. I was crazy.
Yeah, we must have been fucking crazy to do this, Tony.
Yeah, all of us was crazy. I don't wind up. You're
motherfucking right. Say it right if you're going to say it. Say it right if you're going to say it.
Say it right. We're stupid. We did something stupid. I ain't got no problem. I said it on the internet last year. I did something stupid. Ain't nobody stupid like me. But, every time we big low, did we give him a get back race?
Yep.
Huh?
You did that?
Yeah, we did.
But motherfucker, you know, get the goddamn money grind sticking out of his chest out like it's a deal or something, but won't engage no more. That would fucking make me mad. I don't give a fuck to beat me every fucking week. I respect the man if he give me a race. But motherfucker won't give you a race because he's scared I'm too close to him. And to tell you the truth, Moneymaker and Dillinger ain't been a fast time as them. But they still scared because I'm too close to him. That's what I'm talking about. I'm too close to him. I'm a tenth close to them, and they can't stand that. I'm a tenth slower than their ass, but I'm just too close for them to take a gamble. But they don't take no gamble if they got that 3 tenths took in them motherfuckers, man. They ain't no fucking grudge racer, man. At all.
Hey, boss, I'm still here now. I'm just on mute. I got a little background noise. I'll be back with you in one goddamn minute.
Then the cow motherfuckers sending messages to a motherfucker. Have y'all ever seen anything like that, man?
Man, that's a bullshit.
Anything like that.
That's a bullshit, man.
straight bullshit.
I mean, what the boy Texas say? That's some bullshit.
Some show enough bullshit.
I'm listening to another motherfucker.
Hey. And they on the show listening, Tony.
They've been on the show. I told they bought it. They've been on the show since 8 o'clock. They opened up. I'm not saying I can respect the man. Big Low, I respect all them boys that race engaged when their car is running. Now, it's a different story if your car ain't running good. It's a different story if your car fucking up. And then, you know what I'm saying? But when I ran Big Drag with Ken Truck had 28s on it. Donnie had 29 hats on his car. But we engaged. Them are grudge racers too, man. Them boys are not no grudge racers, man. I'm telling you, stop putting them on the damn platform like they're grudge racers. They're class racers, man. That's all they're doing. It's sad when grudge racers got turned into class racers. Ain't nothing wrong with class racers. If you're going to jump into class racers a few times, you're going to grudge race the next fucking week. Be calling out motherfuckers. You don't see a mother calling out nobody. Cause if they call out a motherfucker, it's going to be a car going 530 and 520. That's the person they'll call out.
I get that one right there. Yeah, let me get this raggedy motherfucker.
I mean, that's
hey, boss, I got a question for you, boss.
Uh-huh.
I got a question for you. Tony.
Yeah, I hear you.
Now, the white boy called out Stunner, so you trying to say they think Stunner's a play pretty?
So now?
You know they called out Stunner, so you trying to say they think Stunner's a play pretty?
Man, you know Gunwell, have you seen Stunner make two passes back-to-back perfect? Hell, they never call out Stunner. They ain't doing shit. Nobody sit back. They looking back. They say DJ ain't making no passes consistency. So why they call him out? I bet the money maker make a consistency. I bet they won't call money maker out.
What?
They don't call money maker out.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Tony, because that's the truth. That's the absolute truth. I mean,
if Stunner put down his pass, like I see him put there, he'll fuck the white boys up. But white boys banking on him not making the trip.
Exactly. I totally agree.
I'm looking at this. They see that too. That's the only reason
exactly.
They were calling somebody off like that.
That's
but if Stunner
exactly.
go out there and make three passes back to back, the same, they won't even put Stunner's name in their mouth. Come on, man. Ain't no grudge. I mean, take a camera, shit.
Well, see, I wanted Stunner to quit making passes and come straight out of the trailer, because his first pass always be better than the rest of them motherfuckers.
Man, every grudge race out here hate to lose, but they live with it. If them white boys lose, I believe they'll sell their house and move to Europe somewhere. It comes with the game, losing and losing. It comes with the camera. It comes with the fun of it. Well, some boy, they like that. If they lose a grudge race, they gonna kill themselves, man. That's why they don't want to run Money Maker or Dillinger or Rambo, because it causes too close to them.
I beat them at their game. Their best game is a shootout. I beat them in a shootout.
But I tell you what, I bet you a dollar to a dime. The first shootout they have, when they can have 29s or 28s, watch they don't enter. Anybody want to bet on that?
Tony, I'm going to bet you. I'm going to bet you, Tony. Them white boys are bad boys.
The next shootout they have 29s or 28s, G-body, no willy balls, I bet they don't enter.
How much you want to bet, Tony?
$50. Bet they don't enter.
Tony, I'm going to bet you 50.
All right, we locked.
Nah, I mean 50 cents, Tony.
Oh, no, I don't
bet $50. Oh, shit.
I'll bet $50 they don't enter.
No, I ain't bet shit.
So they ain't going to fucking enter. So they ain't going to call all the cars are 29, they at least going in the fold. That's too close to them. But them damn 28s, them 28s, them 28 G-bys, all the competition they got is big low.
Maybe Louis got the Bulls on his car, yeah, but all the rest of them cars going 5-4. You know what disgusted me the other day? You know what disgusted me Saturday? It was the finals. He had a regal against the white boys in the finals, and the lights come down, and the white boys look like Scarlet Dog. The regal just eased on through. Didn't even put no competition on the motherfucker. That just killed me. I mean, the light come down, the white boy made it use a pad. The regal didn't even try to win, man. He just eased on.
You know, Tony, I went and asked them guy with that regal. I said, man, whatever. The nitrogen didn't come on. I said, what?
Man, they didn't put the ball in the car. How did the nitrogen come up? They didn't want to gamble.
That's what I asked him. He come over there flashing that little $1,000 he had won off of.
Yeah. They knew they were so much different than the foul. Right, was so much faster than them. It wasn't in the same class. They wouldn't even try to win.
Well, I got a question for you. Now, if the white boys don't come out of their grudge race within the next 3 to 4 months, and they keep having these 28 shootouts, what you going to do, boss? You going to have to bend you something and put 28s on them and whoop their ass?
I put 28s on any of my G-body calls or Rambo or Dillinger or Gans who come out. I want somebody to back and slap me 2 times. That's why the gas boot down right now. We're doing that dumb shit. Well, I do the dumb shit. I mean, doing that dumb shit no more. Motherfucker come to beat a man at his best.
You right, bro. I don't blame.
Don't got that pick shit off. But don't be getting them up. Ain't nothing wrong with a motherfucker trying to get a motherfucker to put 20s on the car. But don't get up and goddamn stick your chest out like you're a bad motherfucker. And once again, everybody noticed Type Man ain't made that $100 yet? Anybody knows that yet?
Yeah, we noticing that, boss.
Ain't made that $100 because you know what the white boys have told them?
What did I tell them?
Type Man, hang up your phone, man. Put it on mute because we ain't going to do that. Them boys, they probably 2 tenths close to us. We can't run them. Exactly what they have told them. We ain't got locks, Type Man, so we can't run them.
Well, he damn sure said he got the background noise. I ain't hear shit.
As of right now, I want this 50 cent. I just don't care. I want this 50 cent. I'm sponsoring $1,000 G-Body race at Dollar Race Saturday, $1,000 to the winner. You can have 29s or 20s on your car.
They ain't going to show up.
No, damn, why they ain't going to show up? Because other cars can put 29s on. They can run their best. Hell, Big Low, I'll bet anybody money. Big Low put 29 on the car, and a white boy put 20s on, I bet all of them. Big Low fuck them up. It's hard, man, to tune your car in for 4 or 5 years with 29s on it. I normally look at 29s on the car. Then you got to change everything up to put 28s, man. It just takes longer than 2-3 months. It just takes longer than that. Don't handicap it. Don't give a shootout. I blame the promoters, too. Don't have a shootout and then just make it specially made for one man. Hell, if it had a shootout with 7-Up, you can't have no coilovers. You can't have nothing but 10-inch wheels on your car. You can't have a full lug. Hell. Step up and win every one of them, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You just can't put a shootout and take cars out of it. Everybody know the Monte Carlo is fast as a lot of these Mustangs around here. Now, David Floyd having a good race. He got any leg on 28. So that includes Mustangs and all that stuff. Now, that's a race the white boys probably ain't going to make it out the first run. Because you got cars.
I understand.
You all right? Playing me? Oh, I forgot about a moment, John. Go ahead.
Do what I can.
Oh, I was talking to my daughter. I forgot about it. I went on mute.
Okay.
They're going in the bush, man.
What kind of race is that
dog having this weekend? Dog having a race. I'm trying to get him and Darren back on the road.
Trying to get who?
You plan on coming, DJ?
You know, Darren got his car sold.
Monte Carlo,
Tricky. Okay. That's a benefit race, trying to help him. You know, everybody doing it. All the racers trying to get up there, help him recover a little bit, you know.
Shit, can I put my name on the list, man? Get in that thing with Dog and Darren, man.
Man, you don't need everybody know who need what.
Yeah, I need to get on that list too, man.
I'm trying to get them running cause I want them. I'm trying to get them up and running cause I know if they come to my race, you're gonna bring action. You know what I'm saying? Have a good show.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's why we have a lot of more grudge races than the other cause everybody knows Creek King race every time he goes to a track, a grudge fit, dog too. Shit, that's like a lot of races. That's about a fourth or third of races that don't happen. We can't hardly see it sometimes, but that's what I went back and counted up, you know, out of the old grudge race, grudge fest. Is Jay Barnes on the phone?
Hey, Jay Barnes. Hey, Barnes, go on in the booth, Tony. But nigga.
Who running the show?
But nigga, Ben.
Jay Bond probably called the white boys 50 times trying to get the boys locked in. Every time they hung up the phone on them.
Tony, you got everybody scared to say something, man. I'm glad you done calmed down.
All we do is trying to race, man. I mean, all we doing is trying to race.
I understand, Tony. You just tired of this fucking shit, ain't you, Tony?
Tired of motherfuckers out there. All you show, we need to get races up, man. We need to get races up. There's enough grudge races around here from north to south, east to west. We should have these five good grudge races every time the track opens.
Yeah, who called me? Somebody called me?
Yeah, that was 007.
What's up, Bo?
I don't know, man. You could have gave me, you still could have gave me that special thing you had told me you were going to do at the banquet. I could have told how I got my ass kicked by Danny A, man.
Man, I must have forgot about it. I don't know. I think I mentioned it, though. But, you know, hey, I brought you up. I say you brought action.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I told Danny A, I guess I'm saying his name right. His name Danny A?
Danny A.
Danny A. I told Danye, I said, hey, man, when we got through doing that, hey, Danye, hey, man, I ain't mean to piss you off, man. Shit, when I seen
is
the guy
riding, that
run
is he riding double?
Hey, man, he doing his thing, man. When I saw him run with and how close he ran double with, I shit,
oh,
man, I ain't got no bitch playing with that man, man. Oh, what the hell, I was doing?
We just gave him money.
Hey, man, when we go to Indiana sometime next year.
we go. Look here, man. That's our honey hole up in Indiana. We go up there. This boy's up there slow for real. Y'all call this slow. It's slow. It's inconsistent. It's everything.
Hey, easy money.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Mississippi, I mean, BNC ain't going to give us everything in drag racing, man. We got to take
you
care of him.
Nah, you a doggone lie. Yeah, you know what? Hey, you got everything in drag racing. We're going to run to the mile. We got a mile track up here. We're going to run in the mile.
Hey.
So tell the truth.
Hey, Tom.
Huh?
Oh, you still on that, Tom?
Man, play the boys sweet up there. But, Ken, you ain't go last year. We won about $10,000 on three different races, and I ain't make a full pass on neither one.
Hey, Ben told us, man, we got everything in drag race. I said, y'all got Ben, you ain't got to do it.
Yeah,
like
okay.
That.
Yeah,
all Ben's got to do is give you the break. Let you start the race. We're traveling that big old truck.
Y'all going out the back door?
No, we'll go out the back door. We'll leave the front door.
Oh, okay. Well, you ain't going to get the break from me.
Break.
He won't get it, Tony.
If you get the break, we'll try that truck or just that Mustang.
Hey, Tony, you better negotiate another race because you won't get that.
I mean, Come on, Ben, don't do that.
You got a truck to break, man. Why? Hey, kid, you got a 28, I got a 28.
No.
You got a small block, I got a small block. You got nitrous,
turbo,
I got nitrous.
No,
I ain't got no turbo, I got nitrous. I got nitrous on my car.
You got a carburetor?
No, I ain't got no carburetor. Nope, no carburetor.
Didn't you have some kind of, you should have something on that video I seen, something like a horn or something, man.
Yeah, I got those too.
Some charge or something?
Yeah. I got nitrous on it now.
Biz, that Mustang you brought down here, that Mustang you brought down here the weekend
gone down there. Hey, Tony, I sold it already. It's
gone. Oh, Lord, you ain't sold that car. Don't do that, man. Just say you duck and dodge. Don't say you sold the car, man.
Tony, I guarantee you when you go to the House of Hook, the next time you go to, not this time, but the next time you go to the House of Hook, it'll be there. The car in North Carolina already.
Oh, okay.
I tried to lock Biz in with my Honda with that slow thing you brought down here.
BT, hey, BT, did you put that video up? That's what I want to know. Did you put that video up? Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about. Now, how you going to be a business, man?
I didn't have time today. I had too much running to do.
But every time a race is 2 weeks old, they don't put videos up anyway. If a race is 2 weeks old, they don't put them up.
No, he get paid. He got paid, Tony. He getting paid now. Well, you know, it could be 2 months old for us. We up north. It's 22 degrees up here. We ain't gonna do no race.
Bridge, July. I know it's a long time now. I want you to at least have me at least five.
No,
races.
Tony, we gonna see y'all at Witt Race. If not March 2nd and make it, we gonna see you there because I know you're gonna be there. And then we may see you again. I know we're going to see you at Witt Race April 7th.
What car y'all bringing out here March 9th?
Man, every – Marston, who? We're not coming March 9th.
At my gear race.
Tony, let me tell you something, Tony. I'm from Chicago. I gang bang. You won't see me in the House of Hook on the 9th.
So are you coming to Witt Race March 17th?
No, not the 17th, April 7th. He got two. He got one on the 17th, he got one on
the
7th.
Okay, what you want to lock in for
April
7th? What you want to lock in?
I want to lock in Lil' Ken truck against my Mustang.
Oh, man, come on, man. Don't do that, man.
I don't know how to tune a carburetor. I don't know the jets and all
that. But that's the only thing
I went to school. I went to school and they taught me how to use a computer. I know how to get in a computer. I know how to do them dots. Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you what, that truck, we damn near try any Mustang, just like we did white trash. We tried damn any Mustang with small blocks.
Well, try mine. I'm a
damn
black man with a supercharger. How fast can I be?
With a carburetor.
I don't know nothing about no carburetor. Hey, Tony, I'm a black man with a supercharger. Well, how fast can I be?
I know how fast you run too close to Whit. So I know how fast you.
Who? I can't run. Man, Whit. Man, Whit ran. Whit detuned his car. Whit ran around me like I was sitting still.
I know it. Yeah, and that ain't what my eyes showed the video. I looked at the video 50 million times. That ain't what my eyes showed me. Y'all neck and neck. Out there won. Yeah, I know Whit's lying. So I ain't crazy.
So you don't want none of that, you want none of that Big Ken? I get Big Ken fired up. All you gotta do, touch his stomach. I just touch his stomach, he don't get fired up.
You want to lock in that race with the Nova or Dillinger?
If you put a 28 on there.
Oh, no.
I lock in.
It's just my religion.
Oh, okay. Well, leave a 29 on there. What you going to do for me?
Do nothing. Leave lane
to us. Oh, no. I can't do that. Can't do that. I got a small block.
Sorry,
tell you what, I lock in. You know what? I lock in 7 up. Small block to small block. Mustang to Mustang.
I still pass. But I give me a one day. I'm giving me a supercharger turbo. I'm stop all y'all boys. Turbos are strong, folks.
They gonna have to have one of the white boys follow you around and tune it. You ain't gonna do that.
No, ain't no white boy turn follow me around now. I know,
because you know what you're doing. You know what you do with them carburetors.
Do for a lead.
You know, don't do that, Tony. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't lead them computers and stuff to us northerners. Don't do that. Stay with them carburetors and them jets.
Somebody gonna mess around and sell one at the right price. They ain't gonna get it. You'll see. As long as you're trying to get out of the game and sell one at the right price, I'm gonna get me one for real.
Okay. I'll sell you mine.
I'm gonna get one. I want to get it to beat you. I can't run you. Who am I running if I don't run you?
Yeah, you got a whole lot of people want to run prime time. The white boys want to run prime time.
White boy won't run you, man, with a super 28 small block.
They try to lock me in Michigan. We're going to run probably on the second.
If somebody tell them, over there run you, somebody got a whisper in the ear, man, Wiz and Grumble from 5 teams, they'll drone you then. I'm telling you. That's right, dude.
What y'all want to do with Bam Bam? I run Bam Bam.
No, yeah, that might be a good little race, Bam Bam. You know, that might be a good little race, isn't it? We have Bam Bam running by then.
Okay.
Yeah, we have Bam Bam running by then. We didn't have a chance to get to it yet. It's next on the agenda, though. Next in line.
Okay.
Next in line.
Well, that's one race lock for July.
Say what now?
I said that's one race lock for July.
Yeah, that's next in line. Get Bam Bam ready. Next car in line.
Now, what you want to do with Donye with Rambo?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm bringing Rambo to run Donye when I come up there. Rambo,
is he going to be ready April 7th?
No, April 7th.
I know that's
July. It might be ready April 7th, but I know it'll be ready July. I know Rambo ready July.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's another
July.
Race.
It might be ready April. It might be ready April 7th, but I really want to beat Donye in front of. See, it just gives me so much good to beat y'all in front of y'all fans, man. I really want to beat y'all down. I don't beat y'all up there. That gave me a thrill right there, just beating y'all in front of y'all home crowd.
You know what, Tony? You know what I do for you, man? For my fans up there, I'm going to run my Mustang against Moneymaker. Hold on. Listen to my gamble. We're gonna run head up, Pro Tree. You on the 29 on a 29W, no willy bars, off the trailer, first two cars down the track. How you like that?
First two cars off the track on your home track?
Yeah.
I might do that. But we won't be the first two cars around the track.
That's what I said, listen to my gamble.
No, I didn't.
We're
gonna
be the first two cars down the track.
Mm-mm.
Right after they finish dragging the track, we're gonna be the first two.
Track got to be warmed up, sir.
It's July.
On a cold track.
It's July. It's going to be 80 degrees.
I'm talking about some rub on the track, man. Some rub on the track. That's what I'm talking about, some rub on the track.
When they drag the track, they dragging it with tires, with slicks. That's rubber.
But I ain't saying no to that yet.
Okay.
I might gamble with that. With a little money. You know, not a lot of money.
First two cars down the track.
They got a
like
good
that.
Prep on the truck. They got good prep on the track. I might try that.
Well, no, we got to lock it in now.
I'm going to lock in Donye. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to call you with Donye be the Whit race.
Yeah, he coming. Yep.
Okay.
April 7th.
I may go in lockdown because we be coming from Texas that weekend. We're going to come back through Mississippi. I may go in lockdown here again with Rambo.
Hey, Tony, okay. We coming back from Texas on the 17th.
And the 7th.
Oh, we're coming to 17th? Oh, okay, I know.
Yeah, we're going
to
be in Texas. Yeah, we're in Texas March 16th. We're coming back through Mississippi the 17th. We're going to be in Texas the April 6th, and we'll come back through there April
7th. Yeah. Hey, Diz, I got everything in drag racing that day.
If we go to Texas and run the country mile, you do.
We can run fun, high spring and let it run up there. Whatever that is, man.
Wiz, I ain't gonna be.
You know what? You know what, Ken? You know what I'm gonna do for you, Ken? This is what I'm gonna do for you. I'm gonna give you three cars to the left or the right. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give you three cars to the left or the right, whichever way you wanna go. You got three cars to the left or right, and I'm gonna run you with my Mustang Get Your Truck.
Hey, Wiz, we ain't gonna be like Wiz. We ain't gonna do like the white boys did me. If White Trash get in contact with him, tell me he wanna get back race the 17th or April. You know, we give him get back race the truck.
Oh, they want to do that.
It'll be wrong for us talking about we ain't going to run them no more. We're going to give them get every time they get ready.
Tony, they said last night y'all was locked, basically.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. Whatever truck they had, that truck there, we're going to lock them and we're going to race them again. Because I ain't going to put that money in my pocket. I'm going to run them.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
You got to get back ready. Two wrongs don't make no right. You got to get that race as soon as we see them at the same track. I don't care what track it is. I don't care if it's in next year, next month, or next week. If he come down here and the truck at the track, they got a locked in race. No questions asked.
Hey, 007, you want to get back race from Donye? You see if I can make that happen.
No, we ain't mess with that no more. Y'all can have that a little bit. Y'all can have that money, go and spend it. We don't care about that money in the bank.
Hey, man,
y'all
going
to spend it, go to
back
mall.
Race, man.
Y'all go to the mall with that little money and keep spending. We don't want that money. Y'all had a little bit.
All right, we're gonna come down to Atlanta and go to Greenbrier. That's what we're gonna
do. Go ahead and do that. Y'all had a little bit and we tried something crazy. Ken at this banquet, Queen Ken had drunk a little bit too much, liquor and stuff. So, you know, liquor did that talking, locked that race in. We don't want that to
money. Hey, Tony, they spiked our tea at that table. Everybody else tea was all right. Ken got to drink that damn tea.
Yeah.
That's what happened to him.
Get that video. Yeah.
Hey, Kev Drag, man, I don't even want that $500 back, man. Chilling, go and buy him a box for a cop, man. Tell all you want that thing, man. He's buying a digital box for a cop.
Hey, Ken, when y'all lock that race in, man, I want to kiss you in your mouth, man. I'm telling you, y'all turned me off so bad.
Oh, it's real funny now, cracking jokes, man. Okay, cracking jokes.
Hey, when y'all lock that race in, I said, God, woo-wee. Man, I got this joke now.
Drag Thomas said, man, I tried to get up. I didn't want to spook y'all when I got up from my mama. And just fly over there because I had my boot on. Drag got eased on the chin. I said, Drag, I saw you ease over there. I was sitting there trying to be good. I said, shit, Drag, you eased over there. You scared me when you came. I said, then you went outside. You thought about it. I said, you got the 500 locked in. You come back in with $500. You spooked me right now.
I said, how did Drag get a $500 side bet? I said, got to be more careful.
Diane said, damn, Drag, how you get a $500 bet a week? I just been no week.
Yeah, Wiz bet me on the side. All of them changed hands, probably $282. He bet that Herbert just $3 money.
Man, I had only $300-some in my pocket, man. I said, damn.
We got to check y'all some kind of way. We'll get that back some kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't come
we ain't going to mess with Danny Ain't get it, man. Not with the truck, we ain't.
No, Donnie, it's fine. We got to come. We got to